other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now 2 days into the arrival of the Messiah. He touched down on the fritted plain, saving the earth. The Obama minions, the Kool-Aid zombies. Yes, the establishment is now throwing the Bush zombies.
Bush.
They're all disillusioned now because suddenly Fox News is worshiping Obama, loving him. They're going, what's happening? What's going on? It's all part of being sold out because you're idiots. And don't worry, all the Obama people will be betrayed as well because Obama runs nothing and is a puppet. You know, all these Obama people attacking me on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the story comment pages, I mean, they'll go through each page, the same people posting the same comment. We let them do it, fine. It's all, you're a racist, traitor, evil piece of filth, KGB agent, Nazi, just everything under the sun. You just hate Obama, and you hate the change, and you love George Bush, and you're a piece of trash. And I'm like, hey, he has the same cabinet, the same elite, the same policies. He's a puppet. Don't you understand? Everything I do is about exposing the shadow government. You know, we know what we're talking about. We predict years before exactly what's going to happen in the controlled economic collapse and how they're going to call for a new world order run by the private banks with world regulatory systems and world currency. And it's happening. I mean, we're right about everything, basically. We go off the globalist documents, the white papers, the real government. And you're mad at us because we won't play in your delusional world. Every time I bash WWF wrestling and say it's fake. I mean, any fool knows that. I get grown men emailing me, threatening me, you're an idiot, you're a liar. Oh, really? I sat around with Jesse Ventura for 30 minutes. He talked about how it's all staged. I mean, like I need Ventura to tell me, who was there at the start of the WWF, that it's all fake. He said the number one rule they teach you in wrestling is treat your opponent's body like it's your own. And then it's basically like a dance. It's art. I don't particularly like it. It's ridiculous, hilarious. But the point is, it is performance art. It's acrobatic performance art. And that's what he was, you know, sitting around talking about with us, like we needed Jesse Ventura to tell us that. It's the same thing. You're like 10-year-old children going, no, wrestling's real. You can pile drive somebody's head from 8 feet off the ground and it doesn't break their neck. Nothing. I mean, it's so childish because a 10-year-old hasn't been in a fight. They haven't seen somebody really pile drived in real life and seen the head split open and the person go to the hospital and almost die. One time this guy started a fight with me, and I beat him up pretty bad, and then his cousin, the state wrestling champion in his weight, came up to me and started to fight with me, and I was like, hey, man. And then the guy punched me, so I went at him. In 1 second, he grabbed me, piledrived my head into the cement. I got stitches all the way across the back of my head. Thank God that I got a head made of rock. I got up, punched him in the throat, and he had to go to the hospital. I ran off with blood running down my back so the police wouldn't arrest me, because when they see blood everywhere, they arrest everybody. And got to a clinic and got my head sewed up. But the point is that these little kids, they don't know. You did pile drive for real, folks. It isn't fun. It isn't fun. But, again, I'm having to argue that wrestling isn't real. Obama isn't real, okay? It's WWF wrestling, as I've said, for 13 years on air. Ventura's now picked up on that analogy. I think he's uniquely suited to do it. It's staged, okay? I'm not playing in your fantasy land. Got it? Don't you dare say I'm a George Bush supporter, you intellectually bankrupt liars.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. Our elected representatives wanted a good old boy bailout for the special interest, so they ignored your screams not to do it. They turned off the telephones and email. They voted to print $850 billion at least out of thin air. This money now owns the American and European banks. The exploding inflation that is now guaranteed will slash your life savings to nothing and blast the cost of necessities, particularly food, beyond many Americans' reach. In pre-Nazi Germany superinflation, the cost of a loaf of bread doubled every 2 days until it reached over 4 billion marks. Food prices are skyrocketing so fast, there seems as if there may be no end in sight. The private banks, merging with our government, are refusing to loan grocery stores enough money to restock their shelves. The stores have less food, but jack up prices to stay in business. Whatever happens in America, we need to be prepared and be ready. Everything is zeroing in on food. One-third of Americans have to choose between buying food and paying for other necessities. My friends, whatever it takes, get prepared, get self-sufficient, get food. For everybody out there listening, it's very important for you to understand that by having a supply of storable food, the government, the New World Order, has a lot less control over you. And so it's a mindset of self-sufficiency and preparedness. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It took us 7 years to get Bush's approval rating down below 20, to get Congress down to the lowest in history, 9% approval. That's a good thing. Because the people learned that on every policy the American people wanted, on every issue of the Constitution, liberties, freedoms, sovereignty, the economy, they were selling us down the river. And the system brought in Barack Obama to try to fool the public again, just like George Bush was our savior from Bill Clinton. And it really is sad that overnight all these mainline Republicans are coming on InfoWars.com, PrisonBody.com. They're calling me, well-known prominent ones are, going, Alex, good to have you back in the fold. Man, you're right about Obama. And I'm like, I'm not in your fold. You see, that's what happened when I exposed Bill Clinton, along with many others. It was okay. Because, you know, he's an evil commie. No, he was an evil corporate globalist, selling out with Laurel and Hughes, missile secrets to China, North Korea, Iran. I criticized it. Because I am for the United States sovereignty and our true national security. And because I do want true world peace and not the globalist staging conflicts worldwide. The people that have hijacked our nation are not Americans. They're globalist. They hate this country. And so I exposed Bill Clinton, cut my teeth on Bill Clinton, and I was this wonderful rising little libertarian slash, you know, Ron Paul star. Loved by even mainline Republicans. And then they went, wait a minute, you're not for George Bush. And I was like, yeah, he's expanding the BATF, doubling and now tripling government, going after our liberties and freedoms. We know they staged these terror attacks. I'm sorry, I'm just going to tell the facts like they are. I don't mindlessly, because I, quote, am affiliated with a party, which I'm not, but because I criticized Bill Clinton, I was, just going to put blinders on and decide that reality is whatever I make up in my head. No, I want the truth. I want veritas. I want to know myself and know the world and be informed as best as I can be, to have clear vision and understanding of the world and history and geopolitical movements. And now, after 7 3/4 years of George Bush, suddenly right-wing websites are linking to me suddenly, you know, they're, oh, he's right about Obama. I didn't used to like him on 9/11, but, oh, man. And when Obama stages terror attacks, his controllers do, there is no doubt that a lot of these Republican sites, you know, the alternative Republican sites, not the big mainline ones, they're going to go, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Look at Infowars.com. Look at PrisonPlanet.com. Man, absolutely. Republicans could see terrorism staged by Bill Clinton, but they couldn't see it by George Bush because they're just puppets. The same management crews over the intelligence agencies and the private banks that own and control them, over the bureaucracy, they are the ones running things. And if Barack Obama or George Bush ever got out of line, they would have a scandal take them down. And if that didn't work, if the media turning on them in 1 second under orders didn't work, they would be assassinated. Assassinated. Period. Period. So get it. It's like WWF wrestling. It's staged. And I am just so, that's why I was so mad yesterday. I am so sick of everybody chasing their tails. I am so sick of people getting conned and sick of them getting manipulated. And to see the Democrats act just like mindless Bush supporters. And suddenly, all the tyranny of Obama. I mean, he's saying what he's going to do. More banker takeovers, more bailouts, restrictions on free speech, escalation of conflicts around the world. They're saying they're going to keep on the Treasury secretaries and the same people managing the banker takeover. And they're appointing all these former Clinton people. No change. More of the same. And then to see you make stuff up about me, it shows that you are now wedded in a tribal mindset of putting your blinders on, and you're not going to care now, like when you didn't care when Bill Clinton blew the daylights out of Serbia, killed all those people, dropped DU all over the country, blew up their infrastructure, their power plants, water plants, factories for peaceful systems, then staged a CIA overthrow there. Then murdered Slobo in a cell. And no, I'm not saying Slobo was a perfect guy. Governments are corrupt and bad. I'm saying the big dominant empire is this world banking system, and they're the ones looting my country. So they're the big enemy. And if you really weigh who the most vicious, premeditated people starting it, it was the Croats and the Muslims. So I've got to watch you now as you go around blowing third world and second world and old world countries up, and it's just sick. You know, when I was against Andre the Giant for the last 8 years, your fans of Hulk Hogan, so you thought I was for you, and now Hulk Hogan's in. And you're mad at me saying, oh, you're against Hulk Hogan. I mean, I was never against Hulk Hogan or Andre the Giant. I knew it was all fake. I knew it wasn't real, and we weren't going to get our country back. Because you can have a fake wrestling match. You can have the silliness and the stupidness of that and buy into it. Because that doesn't run our nation. But when we have WWF staged events at the presidential level, and that blocks the public off from ever addressing the real shadow government, what it's doing, the unified front against the people, the implosion of our economy and society, I get very, 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 very upset. So I want Kurt Nimmo or Paul Watson or somebody to just have the headline, Alex Jones wants you to look past Obama to the shadow government and then explain to these childlike minds, and these Republicans are like children. They don't understand I'm saying Bush is bad too now. They think, oh, you don't like Obama, that's great. They're children. It's childlike minds. We're in a lot of trouble, folks. We can't be children anymore. Coming up, I want to play my little 6.5-minute visit with Russia today on worldwide cable and satellite systems, including areas of the United States, England, Japan, you name it, the Middle East, Russia, Eastern Europe, Central Asia. because I really laid it out there, I think, good in 6 minutes. That's going to come up later. Bev Harris isn't doing any interviews. She has found more corruption than she's ever found in any election. Remember, she was the liberal darling because she was exposing Bush stealing it. She kept saying, no, 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 this is bipartisan. And the Democrats winning the House and Senate in 2006 made a lot of the movement to stop the electronic voting machines slow down. It's still growing, but not as fast. And now it's sleepy time. Oh, Obama won. The system works. Because, you know, they would have cheated him if there was fraud. No, if that's who they want, no need to steal it. But they stole House and Senate races and state races, and it's just the evidence. Bev Harris said she's basically not sleeping. She's coming on for one segment. She's not doing any other media. She's going to be on for an hour next week. She said it's unbelievable, the election fraud. And again, there's no doubt that the popular vote did go for Obama. There's no doubt grassroots polls, exit polls, he really won. We're not talking about him. Do you compute that? Do you get it through your fat noggin? I'm talking about Obama. Obama, people. Do you understand that it's intellectually bankrupt to now call me a right-wing fascist when you were cheering me on? And I kept saying, you're not going to cheer me when Obama gets in or Hillary gets in. You're not going to, listen, get ready. Be against the Patriot Act. Be against secret arrest and torture. Be against the wiretapping. Be against new wars when your Democrat gets in. And now mainline sites, Huffington Post, Crooks and Liars, Raw Story, all of them, it's just sudden mindless worship and buying and praying. They're out there praising. Crooks and Liars is praising Fox News. This is coming up, too. Saying that Ralph Nader's career is over. He's evil for talking bad about Obama and saying he's the same as Bush. And that basically his career is over and he's evil. And I was watching Fox this morning again on the treadmill. Absolute Obama worship. So now you got the Democrats with Fox News. And I told you that Fox News in memos 2 years ago that went public, they're saying get ready to switch Democrat. And see, that's going to depoliticize the wiretappings and the secret arrest and the renditions and the wars in Iraq. Obama's out today. His people are out today saying, well, we're actually going to stay in Iraq pretty much forever. We're just going to depoliticize it now. And we're going to stay in Afghanistan, and we're going to go into Pakistan, and we're going to move into Eastern Europe. And suddenly Democrats were like, well, that sounds reasonable. In fact, they're reading their news sites. Well, you know, we're there. It's our problem. We've got to take care of Iraq now. We've got a responsibility. We can't set a timetable. And the Democrats are kind of like, hey, go. I like war now. You know, let's go blow Belgrade up again. You know, let's. Because you're scum. You're filthy, degenerate trash, just like the Bush supporters. You are fooled by the WWF wrestling. You have no soul. You have no moorings. You have no duty or honor or steadfastness. You like feeling like you're in power, and you're having a personal, mindless victory because Hulk Hogan just body slammed Andre the Giant. And you're sitting there like those idiots you watch on wrestling who watch it with those weird smiles and the weird power trips they're having while they watch it. You are lobotomized monkeys. I mean, I have nothing else to say to you. You are pathetic. How dare you say that I'm against Obama because he's a great new president. I'm against him because he's a puppet that's going to give left cover to the entire New World Order agenda. But you watch. Enjoy the depression. Enjoy the riots. Enjoy what you ask for, weaklings.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by driving drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's DRYING123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Listen up, suckers, you Obama supporters, you Bush supporters, listen.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed.
You don't.
Everybody knows.
You like being idiots.
The war is over. Everybody knows the good.
You love holding us back from getting our country and our
everybody
world back.
Everybody knows the fight was fixed.
You don't.
The poor stay poor. The rich get rich. That's how it goes.
And everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows the boat.
Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling. Like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolate.
I got a bunch. bunch of Obama supporter clips here. I'll play them later. I've got to find them again. They're on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Different stories. Where there are Obama supporters saying, this is the greatest day of my life. I don't have to worry about my gas bills, my power bills, my tax bills. My whole life is saved. Everything is fixed. Obama is going to take care of me. These are people at Obama rallies who are, you know, good-looking, nice families with their children. They look like good people. They have shining eyes. And I don't want to call them idiot scum. The idiot scum I'm talking about are the people on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com commenting on the stories, going, you right-wing piece of filth. You just hate Obama. You just are racist. You just, blah, 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 blah. You just want the McCain to win. No, if McCain would have won and Republicans were running around celebrating, I would be criticizing them going, you idiots, he's New World Order. I'm going to attack the puppet of the New World Order. I'm going to point out their puppets. Later, I'm going to play my appearance last night on Russia Today. And later, I'm going to play a five-minute clip of Shepard Smith on Fox News, if you can call it that, trying to set up and misconstrue and attack and claim that Ralph Nader is a racist. And on the liberal blogs, I checked a couple of them this morning, they are hailing. You can go read them at Quirks and Lives and other places. We have links to it in the story about it. They are hailing Fox News saying, that's right, Ralph Nader is an evil racist. Ralph Nader doesn't like black people. I mean, it just, there's no end. There's no end. There's no end. Let me give you the bottom line on that. He said on a radio interview on election night after he'd been elected, at Tuesday night, he said, and they played the clip, he said, Obama is controlled by the very same corporate interests that control George Bush. His policies are basically the same. He listed some of them. And he said, I challenge him, though. It's great that it's an African-American. It's great that we made that stride. That's the only good thing I see in this. And I hope that he will be an Uncle Sam and not an Uncle Tom. You know, Uncle Tom's Cabin was a book written about blacks going along with the system to suppress other blacks and poor people. That's a term that blacks use. That's their term. And so he was pointing that out. And, of course, he didn't apologize for it. That's the childlikeness. That's the childlikeness of the public and Fox, who, you know, said everything in the book about Obama, a lot of it not true, the race baiting, all of it, implying he's some terrorist. He's not a radical terrorist. He's a foundation establishment guy. But they framed him as the revolutionary, you know, from the people, as if that was a bad thing when he's really a revolutionary for the bankers, a front man. And so they are just hyping this and saying his career is over, it's over, he's bad, that's the end of it, for pointing out that he needs to be a leader. But I guarantee you, folks, he's already announcing what he's going to do before the election and now after. I've got a bunch of mainline articles where they're hailing his policies. And it's a total banker bailout takeover with nothing for the people or the economy. And I'm not a leftist socialist. So but if we're going to devalue the dollar, might as well bail out Ford and GM and people's jobs. You might as well reduce people's mortgages. If the government's going to go in there and make good and pay these banks for them, why not then forgive that portion and reduce the price of the house? I mean, if you're going to do that, if you're going to kill the dollar, you might as well do something for the economy. That'll make it a lot better crash landing than the going straight into the ground we're going to have under this. But see, the transfer of the wealth crowd that thinks Obama's going to give them something? No. He says you get nothing. Nothing. And that's why he's being hailed by the international banks. Go ahead and get Bev Harris on the line right now. We've got her coming up with what really happened with the election fraud. But, oh, forget about that now. Obama's elected. Let's ignore the electronic voting machines. Let's just let that set a precedent.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars. Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to have open phones in the second, third, and fourth hour today. Luke Rodowski and We Are Change give us an update in the fourth hour. I'll play my Russia Today appearance, 6 minutes of hardcore info. Also, Fox News demonizing Ralph Nader for not falling down and worshiping Barack Hussein Obama, our new savior. We'll also look at the appointments Obama's saying he's going to be making, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. It's all coming up. But for this segment alone, she's not doing really any other media. She's so busy tracking all the fraud and scams that are going on, is Bev Harris. Now, again, Bev Harris has been hailed by a lot of the left for exposing the last two presidential elections, clearly messed with, foiled, stolen. But she's explained this is bipartisan, and now Obama coming in, well, is that going to put people to sleep? Bev Harris, welcome to the airwaves.
Well, hello there, again. I wish we could have this finished and solved and so that I didn't need to keep coming back after 6 years.
Blackboxvoting.org is the website. Bev's tied into the voting activist groups that are out there watching things. Our HBO documentary, of course, Hacking Democracy, out there just catching people red-handed in their activities. Bev, you've got the floor. Tell us what's happening.
Well, I think, you know, one of the things we saw this year that was unprecedented was the number of people who were told they couldn't vote and their names had been scrubbed from the rolls, even though their names were right there on the rolls. It happened to actor Tim Robbins. It happened to the lady standing next to me in line, and it was really shocking. She was deaf, and they immediately told her she couldn't understand them. They made no accommodation for that. They just hand her something and tell her to re-register, which would have meant she could have voted in the next election, but not this one. And I stood up for her and said, wait a minute, what the heck are you doing? And indeed, they found her name. It was right there on the page, right in front of their face. I think this happened to millions of voters this year. It was just unprecedented how many people they just, oops, can't find you, oops. And then if you assert yourself really hard, you would get found. This is a problem. I'm not sure what the solution is, but this is a real problem. But yeah, the same kinds of things that we've always seen are not one thing has changed since Monday. You know, a lot of people got the president that they wanted, and I think that it was clear because of the mobilization of voters and so forth that there was going to be likely to be a landslide. It's very dangerous to tamper against a landslide. But there were a whole lot of other things on those ballots, and these gambling initiatives and the close races. Again, it's crazy, the stuff that we're seeing. Just as an example, in Oregon, Portland, Multnomah County, they claimed that 150,000 ballots got wet. Now, there's a very close race there going on. And they couldn't come up with the results, and they said, oh, the ballots got wet. Well, okay, show me the water, you know? And just, you know, the typical things, the vote flipping, the machines that they found in Michigan, that the machines were about 4% off. In other words, every time you ran the ballots through them, they gave a different response, and they were inaccurate to the extent of 4%.
And, I mean,
huge.
Even in Austin, I heard reports of machines not working, things broken down, and of course, not working is indicative of the flipping. So it was just all over the place.
Oh, and in the state of Kentucky, they pulled all the Hart eSlate machines, which is what you have in Travis County. They pulled all the eSlate machines at night because there was a problem. They were misreading the straight county votes. So, and we got that from a poll worker. It made the news. Issues just all over the place, and I have to say, in 2009, I want to be focusing on solutions, and I think the number one solution has got to be compliance with even the existing laws. I mean, what we have that is existing laws and existing safeguards is not nearly enough, but they don't even comply with those. So, you know, if they're not going to follow the law, and if when you prove to an authority like the Secretary of State or the Attorney General that the laws were violated, they do nothing, there are no consequences, then it doesn't matter what new procedures or laws we put in place, they won't be followed. So I think the first thing we really need to be tackling is say, look, I don't want to hear oops. I don't want to hear, oh, you know, we'll give them a free pass this time. Some of these guys have had a free pass for 2-3 elections in a row. Put them in jail. You know, that'll send a message that they need to be following their own checks and balances. These election officials, by the way, in many of the larger counties, are making $150,000 a year. So it's not like the salary's too low to get a good manager. They're just not managing. They're not following the law.
Well, Bev, let's be clear here. What were these five big companies, or you can argue four big electronic companies, whether it's paperless or not, it's going through computers, and it's designed for fraud. They've caught them hacking. They've caught them flipping literally thousands of times. Engineers have gone public saying, I was hired to engage in fraud. Programmers from major companies testify. It never hits national news other than your documentary that you're in, Hacking Democracy. So bottom line, we know this is a fraudulent, broken system on the good side, fraudulent on the bad side. And so now, with a lot of the left upset seeing two elections clearly stolen, and again, I said both of them were puppets, but I mean, I'm nonpartisan, but clearly, you know, Al Gore and, Kerry had them stolen, and then they laid down to it. I mean, clearly now this, you know, the big issue here is the fraud continues, and everybody kind of goes back to sleep.
I'm not so sure they will. You know, what is good that I'm seeing is most of the people I'm in community with, and certainly the people in the election integrity community, totally get that nothing has changed, that you can't solve the problem by putting a different candidate in office from a different political party. You still have to get the public back in control of the system. You know, as long as you've got votes being counted in secret, controlled by insiders, the system has not been solved. And by the way, the officials keep saying, well, you know, you can trust the machines because we have safeguards. Well, what I'm saying is they're not even following the law on their own.
Yeah, they're not even following the whitewash rules they've got. Explain that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, here's a great example. We told everyone to go out and videotape the poll tape, which is the result that's closest to the source before it goes through a bunch of middlemen. It's supposed to be hung on the polling place. Guy from Tipton County, Tennessee goes. He does that. I love these citizens who just get out there and make it happen, right? They tell him, well, yeah, the law says we have to post it, but it doesn't have to, it doesn't say we have to post it where anyone can see it. So they posted it in a locked room.
But obviously the law is clear. It needs to be publicly posted.
You know, this is the kind of thing I'm seeing over and over and over, just out-and-out obstruction. Williamson County, Texas, only three places out of the whole county posted their poll tapes. You know, they're not following the safeguards that are in place.
Well, here's an example. In Hacking Democracy, and again, there's thousands of these folks. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much, you can't even go over all the evidence. In Hacking Democracy, you show up, it was in Florida in one case,
and
you go in and you say, okay, I want to see the poll tape. And they give you a newly printed out one. And then you go, you know what? I want to go see under state law the original
the
ones from that night. And you show up, and it's completely opposite votes, and they're throwing them in the trash, getting a phone call as you show up. You physically fight with them to grab it away. It rips open. You grab the poll tapes, illegally being thrown away. They're supposed to keep for years. And there it is, clear fraud.
Right.
I mean, you catch the cat with the canary in its mouth.
Exactly. And when you see this kind of stuff and you get absolute proof and you take it to the Secretary of State, you take it to the Attorney General, you take it to court, they refuse to consequate this stuff or look at it. It's like, well, the rule of politics is, you know, 11 days after the election, it goes away. And, you know, if you did that with a bank robbery, this is what they have to. They keep saying, well, let's be forward thinking and solve it for the next time. No. If somebody robs a bank.
That's mind control. That's
you know,
mind control.
Yeah. If somebody robs a bank, do you say, let's be forward thinking and just put up a better vault lock? No, you go after the person who did it. We've got to go for consequences. We've got to insist that every single one of these safeguards be followed. We have a video on central count and absentee procedures up where, you know, these seals that they put on, they go, oh, look, we're sealing everything for chain of custody, and it's got a little number. Well, what they don't mention is they're giving people extra seals, and the numbers don't match when they finally show up, or the seals are missing when they show up. What does it tell you? If you get an envelope that's supposed to have cash in it, ballots are basically cash as far as security, and the envelope's been ripped open. I mean, you don't trust that all the cash is still there, you know? So we really have got to stop making excuses.
Well, there's also in close races, as you've caught them over and over again, and we've caught them, they'll load vans up with them, drive down side roads, you've got to chase them, and when the ballot boxes are put on sealed, when they pull up after disappearing for hours, they're all busted open, and the people are all slinking.
Yeah, I mean, and then they say, well, let's just move on, you know, and you're a conspiracy theorist. And it's like in the real world, if we had elections procedures the same way we act in the real world, which is, hey, if you are a bartender, you can't just not account for your cash. You know, I just had three counties in Ohio. They didn't get their numbers in. And somebody says, oh, well, they probably couldn't get them in on time. I'm going, come on. You know, you can't do that. My church, they have to get, you know, they're supposed to get the donations deposited in the bank within a certain number of hours after church closes. They don't get to just say, oh, you know what, we just didn't do it for 2 weeks. You know, that doesn't go over. So I don't understand how these high-paid election officials, and I'm talking about the big counties where they're paid, you know, they're in those upper tax brackets getting close to, and one of them was being paid $300,000. You know, these people cannot do the simple function of getting their numbers in by the deadline.
Well, they're paid well to steal the elections. They're paid well to do whatever they're told by the shadow government. Now, Viv Harrison, we've only got about 5 minutes left with you. When I talked to you this morning, you just said that it's overwhelming, the reports, and you're just, you know, nailed down right now, focusing on those. And next week, you're going to come in probably Wednesday or Thursday to give us more details, because hindsight always gives you time to go through all these reports. But run through some more of what you're seeing come in.
Well, example, I mean, just the oops excuse is probably the thing that gets my goat now. It's like the election officials have learned that people are sort of watching. So their new thing is to just do whatever they want and not follow the law. And then
so I can go rob a bank and then walk out with the cash and say, oops.
You know, and again, real world, ignorance of the law, failure to follow the law and saying oops doesn't work. But for some reason, because this is all political, people want to be friends with them, and they want them to like them, and they think that they accept these oopses. As far as I'm concerned, I don't care. I don't care if it was a mistake. You didn't do your job. And as far as I'm concerned, since if the job was a safeguard, we have no basis for confidence that the numbers were correct. If you didn't do your job and you didn't do the safeguards, we might as well assume your numbers are diddled. That's how it works in the real world, folks.
And then you magically, as a corporate fraud investigator, I mean, that's your job, you magically, where you see smoke, you go, look, there's fire.
Well, oh, yeah. I mean, there's so much at stake with these things, it makes no kind of sense. The public has become far too trusting. More examples. There's a fellow who went to watch the absentee vote counting in Oregon. He was told, you know, you can't videotape anything because you might videotape Social Security numbers. And I'm thinking, well, if you're leaving Social Security numbers out on a table, you have a management problem. Then he goes in and they said, you know, if you're taking notes, you're being disruptive. So they kicked him out. I mean, the hiding of information is another area. Not following the law, not following required procedures, and hiding information.
That's right. They're openly breaking the law.
If we could just tackle those things, we'd start to get some traction.
They're openly breaking the law to hide. That's it. They're guilty.
Exactly. Put them in jail. I mean, people are shocked when I say that, but I'm like, I'm sorry, this is our election. You know, Obama made a reference to touchscreens in his acceptance speech. And I kind of, you know, called that one out and said, look, that's not cool.
Well, that's neuro-linguistic programming. In all the speeches, he said, when you touch that screen, and he goes through the motion,
right.
And so it's you touched me. It's like
right.
A TV
well,
preacher, touch your television screen.
Here's the thing. No matter who you like for president or don't like, he doesn't own it. We do. We're the public. We own the system, so I don't even care if he likes touchscreens. We own it. We aren't having it. We're going to get rid of this.
Well, that's him pushing the agenda. I mean, he's got a job, and we all know that. But
yeah, that wasn't an accident that was in the speech, and it. I have to say, you know, antennas went up right away.
It's all brainwashing. Well, I mean, he's slick, man. He's following the total corporate agenda, and no, we're not for George Bush, folks, or John McCain. The whole point is here, we're in trouble. Well, Bev, I mean, where does it go from here? Now that, you know, 10 years ago, what, 5-6% in polls or 10% in polls knew that it was election fraud. Now it's 90-some percent in
yeah,
big
it's
polls.
Getting there.
So, I mean, what happens? I mean, how does this stalemate?
This is making a difference. This, you know, there was a lot of deterrence. There was a lot of stuff that didn't happen because there were so many citizens out there just blanketing the place, and it became very dangerous. It is amazing what even one person can do. One citizen who was brand new at this asked one question in Massachusetts and got the wrong answer, and then she called the Secretary of State, ended up, publicizing it. The entire state of Massachusetts issued an emergency bulletin to stop a fairly bad procedure that was going on, and then that spread out across the other states in New England. Look, it is our system. We've got to make sure we understand this is not something that the election officials own. The legislature doesn't own it. We own it. And so if we don't like what we're seeing, we have to take control by being out there, paying attention, asking mm-hmm. questions, exposing stuff. And I think the next step in terms of problems, before we even get to new laws and new systems and so forth, has to be compliance with the law and get it so that they cannot hide stuff from us. The
well,
idea
Bev,
that
I've got,
they can hide things
sure.
is, you know, you're not free. It's not liberty if they hide the results from you.
Folks can learn more at blackboxvoting.org. You know, I want to bring up two final points, and I want you to comment on. One of them is that we saw the imperial hubris of Bush saying, I'm above the law. Nixon said it's not illegal when the president does it. We see that now from election officials where they say we don't have to follow the law, whereas in real jurisprudence, government people are supposed to be at a higher standard. That said, you criticized Obama brainwashing people. You're now going to be called anti-black and a racist. I just want to point out, you're happily married for many years.
I'll tell your folks that I voted for Obama. I actually support Obama. However, I don't care. He ain't going to have touchscreens on my watch.
Well, you're also happily married for many years with a family to a black man. So, but
absolutely.
I mean, it doesn't matter, though. You said a little something bad, so, bad, you know, kind of the...
We have to get past hero worship.
Yes.
We have to get past being the children of the fathers. You know, no. Our officials are our employees, not the other way around.
Yes.
And once we get that through our heads that we are sovereign, then actually you can feel a lot more, a little more calm to know, hey, it doesn't matter what you say, buddy, we're still going to go get it, and we're going to take the election system back, and that's how it's going to be.
Bev, time is almost up here. You're going to be with us for a full hour sometime next week as you collate more of this. But people need to understand, it's just Bev there. So go there and financially support her. You know, she's got her books up there for free, but you can also buy a hard copy, at least last time I checked. Blackboxvoting.org, donate to her. I mean, she is doing the job that that is triggered a chain reaction that has really woken up a country to something so basic to our system in this republic. So blackboxvoting.org. Bev Harris, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex, and we'll see you again next week.
All right, yeah, full detailed report. That's our job here, to expose everything that's happening, and that's a key researcher there, Bev Harris. I'm Alex Jones. My websites are prisonplanet.com and infowars.net. We'll be right back with a ton of key news. Obama says he's coming for your guns. Stay with us.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he pleases. And if things don't change soon, he will. Oh, man has invented his doom. First step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to open the phones up in the next hour, early in the next hour, at 1-800-259-9231.
Now they take him and they teach him.
If you just Google Barack Obama or Obama gun control or gun laws, Hundreds of articles pop up. They've got Handgun Control Incorporated, Victim Disarmament Enslavement Group, and all of them out there celebrating, saying they are coming for the guns. Headlines like Obama to support sensible gun control, sensible gun laws, reasonable, you know, all these terms they're using. Get ready, the Democrats, the House, the Senate, and the executive. Wars, banker takeovers, new gun laws when there's riots and more crime, like in 68. As we go into this consolidation, they'll say, well, we'll just start going after the guns. And I got a bunch of news reports. Aaron is going to do a roundup of mainline stories. He's out there right now at Infowars.com the next 30 minutes. It'll be up there on the site just because there's so many of these, we're going to put them all up there. There's one on PrisonPlanet.com right now from the Denver Post. We got a link to Obama's record on firearms triggers run on sales in state. And again, I'm reading similar headlines from other states where ammo is completely sold out in many sporting goods stores. Firearms are being bought out. I mean, people are there just buying masses of weapons. The Denver Post tries to spin it, you know, and imply it's like nuts getting their armaments. John Faulkner and his wife Brenda thought Wednesday was a good day to buy a handgun. I'm 37 years old, and this is the first time in my life that I'm really scared for our future, said Faulkner, an oil field worker, as he pursued the collection of weaponry in a pawn shop there. Oh, he wants weaponry. See that word they use? But when the cops and SWAT teams and masses of military and armored brigades coming back, the most battle-hardened army brigades, and now it's multiple brigades they're announcing. Every week they add a few more brigades. Oh, a whole bunch of brigades are coming to, quote, deal with the American people for insurrection, for rioting. And but they're going to have PR, the Army announces, with them out helping police at car wrecks, regular Army. Oh, hi, we're here with the jaws of life. We're here to cut you out of the car. Lots of PR. Oh, the Army's here. They're here to help the fire department. Oh, they're suddenly, oh, hi, there's troops. Oh, they're handing out soup on Christmas. They're announcing that, too. Just, oh, the Army's everywhere. They're helping me. Acclimating the local population for total military takeover. You like having the giant military-industrial complex used against you? Just like in Iraq, they spend hundreds of millions a year. Go pull up the contracts. I just saw another one the other day for, what, $180-something million contract. It's just one of the contracts for fake news in Iraq. News writers in the U.S. who can write in Arabic, writing propaganda pieces. Well, they spend billions every year here with that. There are thousands of reporters, not just Armstrong Williams. You know, every time they get caught with thousands of paid-off reporters, they only focused on three or four. I mean, why does the New York Times write that they've got yellowcake uranium when they don't? Because they get hundreds of grand per story. It's hundreds of grand per story at an Armstrong Williams level. What was he getting paid? $250,000 for one program, another little propaganda program, another 200 grand? Go pull it up. What about Tommy Franks after he left the Army as the head of CENTCOM? He was getting $495,000 every 6 months just to do a few TV appearances a month. It was all secret and illegal. It came out when documents got released to go on TV and say, you know, we need to use the Army on the streets of America. Martial law is the only thing going to keep us safe. I'm kind of sad about it, but it's what we need. Millions of dollars, a sack of traitorous filth.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising, now Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, we're going to break down Barack Obama openly announcing they're coming for the guns. It's only sensible and reasonable to have them in. NORTHCOM, the Army's only going to be helping, I mean... In Illinois, they're using the National Guard to do door-to-door gun sweeps. I mean, that's a freedom, isn't it? I mean, if you're against handing in your guns, you work for the KGB. And I got people on my message board saying I'm basically KGB because I'm not for all this. One week I worked for Al-Qaeda, the next week Iran, next week KGB. Just delusional idiots. We're taking your calls in this hour, the next hour. I was on Russia today, hence the KGB comment. We're going to play that. Ralph Nader is being called a racist because he's against Barack Obama, saying Barack Obama is going to give us more of the same. Being hailed, the liberal sites are just decrying his evil. So we'll go over all of that today, and he's announcing who a lot of his cabinet's going to probably be, and boy, it looks worse than I even thought. I mean, just hold on to your hat here, and hold on to your wallet and your guns. And there are huge layoffs of government employees everywhere as the government increases taxes. Everything is going to be about sucking the cash out for the banks. The economy is going to implode, even the government jobs. Just enjoy yourselves. Chris in Alaska, you're on the air.
Guess what, Alex? I am so glad to speak to you.
Well, welcome.
And... I can only hear you through my phone, and it's very low. And I tell
okay,
you, Alex,
Hold on. We'll turn the phone system up for you. Go ahead.
It's okay. I can still hear you.
But let's just go ahead and talk now. Go ahead.
Let's talk. Alex, I commend you, first of all, because you and I both, I of my own self, have been preaching and teaching and telling each and every individual I've ever met for the last 15 years. Now, mind you, I'm 41. I knew when I was 19, when my mother said, well, Chris, be an attorney. And I said, Mom, you don't understand. To be an attorney is just to fight under their law. They write the law. How can you fight when the individuals you're fighting against write the rules? Well, Alex, you have done everything that anyone can do. And guess what? You and I both have been doing the same thing. We keep talking to individuals that don't want to listen. However, today is the day. And we know, and you and I both know, that we have a small gathering of at least 2 or 3 million, if not 10 million, around the planet.
Oh, it's a lot more than that.
Amen. And the power of our spoken word. Now, mind you, you and I both know what we really want to do, but we can't do it. And so therefore, instead of pulling out what should be pulled out, we need to pull out our mouth.
Well, the good news is, and I appreciate your call, sir. I'm going to take the calls quicker today. The good news is the people are waking up exponentially. Monday night, Tuesday night, they were saying projected 80-some% turnout, and then it was some subgroups of the population, you did have close to 80% turnout. The total turnout was only about 64%. You can go pull these numbers up. Just Google voter turnout 2008. So Obama only got about, 37, 38% of the vote. McCain, like 32% or something. So, and most of those people know, they're just hoping for change. So, again, that 9% approval rating for Congress, that's really the proof there that people know stuff is rotten in the state of Denmark. People aren't suckered. We'll be right back with more calls.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. Our elected representatives wanted a good old boy bailout for the special interest, so they ignored your screams not to do it. They turned off the telephones and email. They voted to print $850 billion at least out of thin air. This money now owns the American and European banks. The exploding inflation that is now guaranteed will slash your life savings to nothing and blast the cost of necessities, particularly food, beyond many Americans' reach. In pre-Nazi Germany superinflation, the cost of a loaf of bread doubled every 2 days until it reached over 4 billion marks. Food prices are skyrocketing so fast, there seems as if there may be no end in sight. The private banks merging with our government are refusing to loan grocery stores enough money to restock their shelves. The stores have less food, but jack up prices to stay in business. Whatever happens in America, we need to be prepared and be ready. Everything is zeroing in on food. One-third of Americans have to choose between buying food and paying for other necessities. My friends, whatever it takes, get prepared, get self-sufficient, get food. And for everybody out there listening, it's very important for you to understand that by having a supply of storable food, the government, the New World Order, has a lot less control over you. And so it's a mindset of self-sufficiency and preparedness. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. Already Thursday, the 6th day of November 2008. Your response to election 2008, the stock market plunging today, the secret crisis that the government says they know exactly what it is, but they won't tell us, that we're hurtling towards in late January. We are discussing it all, and I'm going to go to your calls quickly now, so that means have your questions, your comments ready, because I want to move on to the next person so everybody gets a chance to be on air at 1-800-259-9231. Kevin in Alabama, you're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Jones, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, YouTube and other videos out there of you being a reptilian shapeshifter, and it shows your eyes with a cat-like slant. Do you know what happened to them and where they're at? You know, because all of a sudden they're not on there no more. And personally, I think you're a government-controlled piece of trash.
Is this a joke?
No, this ain't a joke. I know exactly who you are and what you are, and you're trash. All you are is a blowhard, and all you do is promote fear and propaganda. You go on Fox and CNN, you get caught and held by the Bilderbergs and all this other crap. You get access to the boat.
Put him on hold. Sir, you're getting into the edge of some rough language there. You are welcome to talk bad about me right now. But let's just try to be congenial here. So, and I need to try to be congenial, too. I can get angry, too. Number one, I've only been on CNN a few times, and they tried to ask me back, and then they've been told by their higher-ups, and I told the story. This was A.J. Hammers. Producer told me that the higher-ups above programming called and said, no more Alex Jones. And that's on record going back to 2006. I have been attacked by CNN. I have been attacked by the History Channel viciously. I do get on some foreign TV, and that's a good thing. But generally, let's say I'll go on BBC Radio, It'll be 5-1. The host is against me with 3 or 4 guests attacking me. Number one, I've laughed about those and even talked about them on air. What happened? That's weird. My feed was just cutting out. Whenever I am here in the studio and there's 2 lights shining on me in front of me on the ceiling, not that we light things very well. We're doing better at the new studio we're building. I will look up to the ceiling and there are 2 lights there. And so what that does is if you blow those videos up or photos up, of anybody in a studio where there's the 2-point lighting in the front and 1 in the back, so it's 3-point lighting. You can go take RTF, you'll learn about it. It's real basic. Or even online, they have on YouTube and stuff free lighting classes. I should probably take 1 or 2, but the point is, to refresh myself, my memory, you will have 2 lights shining, you know, as a reflection on your eyes. And, you know, I really can't even respond to all of this. I'm a KGB agent. I'm a Scientologist. I'm a Vatican assassin. I'm a Zionist agent. What else is there? I'm a transvestite. Let me think of the other ones. I'm a Neanderthal. I'm not joking about that. That, you know, they say that I say that. And it's just silliness, sir. It's silliness. And it's all part of mass mental illness. And I have, I'm not aware that videos on the web that have been taken down of me supposedly turning into a shapeshifter. But I guess that's the proof of it. I mean, you know, there you have it. But if I am a shapeshifter, aren't I a good shapeshifter? I mean, I'm here exposing all of this stuff. Now, I want to go on to some serious calls, Kevin, but I'm going to let you have a minute or so to finish up. He dropped off? You know, I told you they were preparing for martial law and to use the army in America. I told you that a decade ago, and it's happening now. I told you they'd built FEMA camps. It's now in major newspapers. I told you they were secretly hiring preachers and training them to give sermons to their flock to prepare them to submit to martial law. It's now mainstream news. I told you that they would implode the subprime mortgages and the derivatives to have a vertical integration of the world banking system. And that has now happened, and they are announcing a world government run for and by the banks with carbon taxes and Tobin taxes paid to a select intergroup of banks controlling all the other banks and insurance companies and stock markets of the world. Okay? It's now all happening all over the news. Now, we've been right about thousands of other things. Why? We read the Club of Rome. We read the Council on Foreign Relations. We read government documents, RAND Corporation, British Ministry of Defense, a Federation of American Scientists, MIT documents. I've traveled to universities and libraries. I've interviewed top scientists in every field of nanotech, genetic engineering, robotics, cybernetics. I've interviewed all the major heads of life extension and the transhuman movement and the posthuman movement. I immerse myself in research and study. But I don't put on airs as some super intellectual. I don't talk like this. And so some people, because I don't talk like this, because I have a Texas accent, they have the mindless, small-minded stereotype that I'm, you know, a knuckle-dragging person that rides horses to work. I mean, it's just so stupid, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm here covering the reality. And people can laugh at that guy, but there are thousands of people online who believe that I am a 4-trillion-year-old reptilian ruler. It's all part of the mental illness of the public. Just because we're able to wake up the mass out there because of my great listeners that are spreading the word doesn't mean that you can wake somebody up that there's a tyrannical world government. But then they get spun off into the hate the Jews movement, or it's only the Catholics movement, or it's the reptilians, or it's the Scientologists, or it's the... When evil is in all groups and all organizations and all, you know, derivations of the human race, and we need to fight the systems of evil and the thought systems and the philosophy of corruption. And so people are going to attack me and they're going to say stuff like that. And I, you know, it doesn't even bother me that people make stuff up about me and attack me. It only upsets me because I know we need every awake person to be focused on waking others up instead of acting like fools. So I apologize for spending 5 minutes on that. God help us. That's why I should just get to more calls, because then we get to the good ones. Jason, where are you calling from, Jason?
I'm calling from Indiana.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, I appreciate everything you're doing, so forget those freaks out there. I was just wanting to ask you, what if, like, Ron Paul did get, like, in and or something like that, and what would the world do? They would try to, you know, stop us. They'd probably try to start a war with us if, you know, we weren't.
Yeah, they would. No, the globalists would plunge the economy, probably assassinate him. But that was the whole point, was getting him to run, to educate people, to show people an alternative to the controlled Republicans and controlled Democrats that are really in a one-party dictatorship or identical twins, just in different outfits. And so it's all part of a process.
And being for real than how it is now, you know?
Absolutely. What do you think about the election?
I voted for John McCain, because guns, and, you know, I'm Christian, but I know it's all, they're both kind of on the same kind of deal, you know. But I just couldn't believe Indiana turned blue. But I guess it's all, they're all on the same.
Well, I believe Barack Obama really did win, and so they didn't have to steal the election for him, but he was the heir apparent. But that's what hype does. That's the bandwagon effect. I appreciate your call. Let's go to another caller here. Let's go to Joe in PA. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I was listening to you this morning, or when you first got on, and all I can tell you is take a deep breath and feel good about yourself, because those people out there that are turning their backs on you now and saying you're this way or that way, people who seek the truth will follow the truth no matter where it goes. And those people.
Well, I'm not even worried about a few, you know, Democrats on there suddenly supporting war and tyranny and torture and secret arrest and everything and gun control. It's that I'm just upset by just seeing people get conned is upsetting.
There was another thing I would like to let you know about, too. I don't know if you saw this or not, but this morning on Fox News that says, could Obama appoint a climate czar? It was on
Arnold
Fox.
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, and they said they want it's for one person to go around and make sure everybody's doing the right thing. And also, there was a person on there. They were talking about the newspapers going out of business because they were all supporting Obama, and they're all going into the online forum. And it kind of scared me, because it made me think that when Internet 2 comes along and it's so expensive,
that's right,
they're doing away with the written word, that people are going to get dumbed down even more.
That's right. No, I have thought those very thoughts and meant to make that point many times on air. That's why the broadsheet, even if it's 3 or 4 pages, literally, you know, at a local print shop with a few sponsors, we need to support alternative, rags, as they're called, everywhere. And that is so effective. People love newspapers, and they're always going to, you know, pass them on, keep them longer. I don't care if it's a one sheet of paper with print on the front and the back, you know, with basic info. That is what turned this country around in the 1770s. And so we can do it again, my friend.
As far as I'm concerned, I voted my conscience. I voted for Ralph Nader because I don't like either McCain or Obama, and we're going to have to fight the good fight.
But now the Democrats are saying Ralph Nader's a right-wing fascist racist. You're not allowed to not love the new Lord.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up.
It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy to lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the SprayYourPlate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss.
I climb out of a rock and sun myself. Because I'm a reptoid. There's these videos online. They're hilarious. Whoever did them gave me a lot of pleasure. And it was an interview like 5 6 years ago. Kevin Moose interviewed me out in the hill country. While he's asking the question, you know, I'm standing there. I kind of tilt my jaw up a little bit and lick my lips. And licking your lips is a sure sign of being a reptoid ruler. And so they say, look at this video of Jones caught sunning. But then I thought it was a joke. These people really believe it. Oh, God, help me. Maybe I should just not care anymore and just laugh about it all. About 10 minutes ago, for those who just joined us, a guy called in and said I was a reptoid or something. I'm thinking back to that one video. Oh, my gosh. Who's up next here, John? Brooks in South Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. It's more of a question. I've been sharing a lot of information about the whole FEMA deal and the underlying things they're doing, and a lot of stuff about the concentration camps that I found out not only through InfoWars but from different videos and pictures I've seen.
Well, you can go to army.mil, and they'll tell you where they're all at. You can go see them right now.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, I've actually looked at that, and I've been sharing it with a bunch of my friends. But what I was going to tell you and kind of ask you also is, one of my friends was on the phone yesterday for about an hour and a half talking about it to another buddy who was out of state. And our other buddy has a BlackBerry phone. I also know a lot of the stuff about those, how they're kind of used for corruptness. And about 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the morning last night, both of my buddies that were on the phone, one of them who was with me, so I'm 100% sure it's not a lie, got a phone call at about 3:15 in the morning that was from FEMA. And they hung up on this end of the line, so we called it back. We didn't know what the number was. We called it back, and it obviously said it was a federal emergency management agency. And then the other guy called us about 3 a.m., the other guy that he had been talking to earlier on the phone, and said that he had just gotten the same call, and they had been asking him. They asked him his full name. They said, is this your name? Is this your Social Security number? Is this your address? They had all of his information. And I was wondering what that might mean.
No, I believe that. In fact, we've got that in some previous documents. They have computers listening to everything, every email, every call, everything's recorded. And now they want the public to know. In fact, it's all over mainstream news today that they're listening to everything, including your phone sex. You know, they do that to humiliate you, to demoralize you. Now they're ready to intimidate. Now they're ready to go ahead and tell the slave public, yes, it's tyranny. Yes, the army's standing by. Yes, we're listening to you. So they have computers listening. And then, and I've seen similar things happen. I mean, I get it all the time. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill your family from government numbers. We're watching you. You know, again, it's scum. They have these paid off people. They pay the army, a lot of hundreds of thousands, extra separate, just corrupt cash. I mean, I'm talking army sergeants, you name it, to do this. And they have private corporations that are doing it. They also hire phone banks out of country to do it. And yeah, there's a huge whisper campaign going on. I mean, I don't know about your particular case, and I don't know if that's true or real. But I do know that they do lots of harassment and lots of calls now to go ahead and create panic and fear, because they're getting ready to take all the bank accounts, the pension funds, everything, and they want everybody scared. No, the answer is resisting speaking out and saying, you know, in fact, a lot of times when I call friends and people, you know, I'm on the phone going, okay, NSA, I'm calling my grandma. Or when I call different people that work for me, I'll go, hey, Watson, you want to say good morning to the NSA and GSGQ? Yep, good morning. All right, guys, you know, how does it feel working for the criminal system? You know, we like it. You know, go ahead, criminals. We know you're dirtbag, murdering criminals, child molester, drug-dealing scum. We know you're here to destroy liberty and freedom. We know you're tyrants, and we're right out in the open exposing you. And you're okay, so, I mean, that's the end of it.
Yeah, so that's what we were saying. Me and my friend were sitting here talking. I bet Alex has gotten calls like that. But we're kind of under the radar compared to you. We know that you have a lot of
publicity. They're scared of the grassroots, sir. They're scared of individuals. They know there's millions of you, and they want to intimidate you. They want to scare you. And if you give in to the intimidation, like Solzhenitsyn said, they win. We have to, now you have to quadruple your efforts in everything you do. Okay? I appreciate your call. But, they've done this in a lot of third world countries, too. It's just they're murdering scum.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th.
But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his MO.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at fuelsaverinc.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811, online fuelsaverinc.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
What you need to do is become truly free and alive. Because freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. You ain't got nothing if you ain't free. You know, I'm not even afraid for my wife and children. It's all in God's hands. I'm not even afraid for myself. I couldn't live like this and do the things I do and operate. I consider myself already dead. And every day is a blessing. It's good to be committed. It's great to be confirmed in my convictions. And to be totally set on my course of resistance to tyranny and lies and bullies and corruption. And you know, people can live in denial. They can live in denial that Barack Obama is a good guy and going to change things. They can live in denial that George Bush is a good conservative and isn't a murdering terrorist front man visited daily by gay porn stars. You can do whatever you want. I know the facts. On the subject of FEMA camps and concentration camps, it is declassified. Let me again, for those, because everybody's running around like chickens with their heads cut off, rumor mongering. Now, let's just let the rumors in. Now, I can give you a lot more history about continuity of government and secret FEMA camps and plans in the 50s and 60s and 70s, but they really got going in the 80s. And they went in the 80s and 90s. It didn't matter who was president. It expanded each president, building up to where we are now. Starting in 84 with Rex 84. Rex to make the executive king. To make the bankers king. to make tyranny king. And they reopened the Manazar prison camp where Japanese were held. The families. They reopened hundreds of World War II camps. They went in, repainted them, put in new power, new lines, new mess halls, and they just sit there. And then in 1997, they declassified the 1986 secret concentration camp program called the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. Now, that's the issue, is that for 11 years, they kept 12 camps secret. And when they declassified it in 97, they said, this has worked wonderfully. We're now going to double it to 24. They have people in them. They could keep 12 giant army-run federal prisons secret, filled with people. They now take state prisoners, and it's secret. How do they do it? They tell the people, you've got a 15-year sentence, 20-year sentence. We will contractually cut that in half if you agree to not tell your family where you are, not accept visits, and go to this work camp. So we'll cut it from 15 years to 8 years, or we'll cut it from 20 years to 10 years. And then they sent them there, tens of thousands of federal prisoners in secret camps for 10 years kept secret. And so this radio show and other radio shows would have army people running them. Call us. I'd have people show up with their hands shaking from San Antonio going, look at this. I was there to do, you know, electrical work, or I was there to put in stuff in the mess hall. There's people in that army base. It's a camp. And it all just rumors. Well, then it came out and they admitted it. In fact, people don't believe me. Let me just Google it right now. I mean, you'll be on the army website. We reprinted just the two pages from the Army with the phone number. Off the Army website, you can call. They'll tell you all about the wonderful camp. Let me see. Civilian labor. Let's see, my memory is, I have to repeat something fast in my mind to bring it up. Civilian inmate labor camp program. Civilian inmate labor camp program. Okay, here we go, folks. Civilian inmate labor camp program, Wikipedia. Civilian inmate labor camp program, army.mil/USAPA/EPUPS/PDF/R21_35.PDF. But you can just Google civilian inmate labor camp program. There are 17,900 results for this. Now, they list in here the 24 camps now. And they mention a lot of it's still secret, so we don't know how many. And this is only one program. This is used, and they admit, as a training program to prepare Army personnel and to normalize Army troops being over civilian inmate labor and state labor, and they're brought in and they live there at the camps. Now, remember, they've tried to pass laws in Rhode Island. We wrote articles about this if you want to pull it up. In Rhode Island, they've passed laws. They tried to pass laws in Oregon. Now, they've federally already done this now, saying if you're caught downloading music illegally, if you block a road in a protest, if you are arrested for any reason under any misdemeanor. Remember Senator Menace's bill? Go read it for yourself. My memory can't pull up the exact bill number from 5 years ago. It'll pop in my head in a minute, but you can go find it. In fact, I'll just do that for you in a minute, too. The point is that they kept this secret for 10 years, and it's Anniston, and it's Red River, and now there's all these YouTube videos. People listen to the show, listeners, and it's all over YouTube, And see, now it's kind of so passe. I mean, I've known about this for so long, and some of our listeners, I kind of don't even focus on it anymore. I should be, because now it's all coming out. Now it's really hot. And they go out there with their video cameras, but they do it at night. They're hiding in the bushes. Helicopters are flying around. You see guard shacks, and they say, "We're here off Interstate such and such. This is the such and such camp in Maryland." Oh, my God, there's people coming, you know, and then they go home and the police are at their house the next day. I mean, you know, this is the new America. There's a giant shadow government of just absolute murderers. They've corrupted the military in Iraq. The military is coming home and killing their sergeants, killing their captains, murdering their wives, drug dealing, killing. Because they're psychos. I mean, they sit on the side of the road shooting families up, murdering people, murdering dogs, raping children, killing whole families for fun. Well, they are becoming our police, and they're killing their own officers. And there's a bunch of news about that today. It's just all breaking down. They're bringing back the battle hard brigades. They're going to have an Iraq pull down, about 100,000 troops. It's true. And they're saying they're bringing the best units, the best brigades back for the United States. Do you understand? We are to be occupied like Iraq. That's why they're having the Homeland Security train every police department for IEDs on roads. And once they start the martial law, the feds are going to kill local cops to get them to, quote, fight the imaginary terrorist. And then when cops go out trying to arrest people and take them to FEMA camps, one out of 50 is going to resist, and then they'll say, see, it's real. People are shooting back. There's terrorists. This is all psychological warfare, ladies and gentlemen. And they'll tell the cops, hey, you want 50 grand? Go kill these people. And a lot of the cops will say no, and they'll say fine. Mark them down to be shot in the head later during the next phase. I mean, they're not playing games. Our criminal, degenerate government has done what they're doing in hundreds of countries. You understand that? It's not your government. So, now this is separate from the Houston Chronicle and Newsmax and everybody reporting on the six waves every year since 9/11. So they've been doing it every fiscal year after, so it's 6 years, not seven, of funding camps. They build 3 1-million-man camps every year, and they've successfully done that each year, and they list the purchase orders and who got the contract in the Congressional Budget Office. It's all online. And they list the camps and where they built them. And they're just sitting there, waiting for you and your family. Okay? And they've done psych tests on the troops and the cops, and they know which cops like to pull people's teeth out with pliers. They know what cops like to rape children. They know what cops like to shoot kids up with mercury shots. They know. All they need is about 10% of the population to go along with it, to sit around with pot bellies and black uniforms, feeling powerful, feeling tough, raping the country into oblivion. I'm not joking around. I told you they'd announce world banking and a one world currency. I told you everything they do. I'm telling you what's coming next, okay? And a lot of you are too cowardly to admit what I'm saying is true, so you'll just say it's fear-mongering. Hey, fine. Whatever, man. You try being in my shoes. You try being in love with life and in love with creation and in love with all the beauty around me. I was reading about sea otters last night. They're so neat. But I have to do this for my species, and I have to have the courage. And so, you know what, cowards? Go ahead. I guess when all this next phase unfolds, you'll still be emailing me, if there's even an email anymore. I guess you'll be emailing me telling me I'm fear-mongering. Hell, when I'm in some federal death camp, disappeared, you'll probably be urinating on my grave. Good, go ahead. That's why they're moving against us. They know we're a confused, broke-back country of abortion-loving trash. With bought-off fake rapture Christians thinking everything's fine and they don't have any responsibility because they're all going to heaven next week on a golden rope, a golden ejection seat, and the mindless liberals in love with their new messiah, Obama. Mainline Republicans are ready to turn their guns in. As long as we just kill some brown people, that's all they care about. Kill, 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 kill Iranians. Now, these are the civilian inmate labor camp programs where they take convicted state and federal slaves who agree contractually, and going back, that's what was in the Rhode Island and the Oregon statute they tried to pass. And the governor of Rhode Island did say, well, the feds, you know, asked me to pass this. Homeland Security came to me. That was in 2003. Same thing in Oregon. And the bills were the same, basically, and it said any misdemeanor, life in prison. But if you sign a contract, 25 years in a, quote, forest labor camp. Now, that was Oregon. In the Rhode Island, it just said a manufacturing or labor facility. 25 years for any misdemeanor. And don't you roll your eyes at me. Don't you coward and say I'm making that up. You cops out there who haven't been briefed on this yet, don't you dare say I'm lying. You get up off your butt and you go look at what I'm telling you, and then you decide which side you're on, and you sign your name to it in blood on your soul. Because everything that's coming, those of you who are going to go along with this, I want you to consciously know, and that's my job, is to warn you so you can make the decision on your soul and you can decide who you stand with. You make the decision right now, because I'm telling you the truth on my soul. But you don't just roll your eyes at that. You go look it up. Hundreds of misdemeanors they list, just everything. Marijuana. Life in prison. Download music. Life in prison. Arrested at any protest. Life in prison. Then they say, oh, well, 25 years in a gulag. These are gulags. And then there was a city councilman in Oregon. He said, my God, they just built a huge camp out by the old army base by the police station. He listed it. He went on NBC News locally. And they went out and said, yeah, there's a camp. What's good for us? I had him on. Remember that? And we have all these cowards sucking their thumbs, picking their noses, you know, slouching around, living in denial about all of this. And I got all this Barack Obama and police state news and everything else. It's just so sick. And again, folks, I know there's good people everywhere, but then I just start thinking about all the scum and the weak-minded people. And I think, man, why don't you just get out of here? Why don't you just get out of here? Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. But I know there's nowhere to go. There is nowhere to go, and I've got to keep my media presence. That gives me safety. Just disappearing, they'll guaranteed send some squad after me. They've already promised me, we're going to get you, and we're going to torture you a long time, and you're going to break, and then we're going to kill you. Well, you know what? You just wait till what your masters do to you, you trash. You think you're tough being the bullies. You think you've got power because the dark side is who you work for. You just go right ahead then, all you cowards. I'll tell you again, civilian inmate labor camp program. Don't roll your eyes. Write it down and Google it. And that's separate from the giant camps they built, and it's even in the public funding, and you can't. And then our own movement doesn't know how to go do real research or write real articles about it or cover it properly. Oh, God. People love rumors and garbage, and they love space aliens and chupacabras and all the stuff that's a bunch of baloney instead of all the incredible stuff right in front of us. I got quite a bit of family in the military, folks, and they won't even talk to me anymore at family events. They just say, look, I know what you're talking about, and I can't talk to you. Yes, I know, but basically I've chosen sides. They think it's the safe course. You're going to go to hell. But even if you don't believe in God, understand you are going to pay for everything you've done in this life. In this life. Now, I've taken a lot of calls so far, but not as many as I wanted to. Who's up next here? Rusty in Iowa, and then we'll come back and go to everybody else. Stay with me. Go ahead, Rusty.
Oh, hey, first-time caller. Been listening for a few months. I just want to let you know that I respect what you do. You're a very brave person for speaking your mind like that.
I'm not brave. It would be insane not to fight a murdering gang of criminals coming for you.
You're actually very correct there. I just wanted to let you know that I live in the Midwest, and a lot of people that I know do live in denial. That phrase, ignorance is bliss, that's very true. People want to sit and live their lives and not think about what goes on around the world, and You know, it's pretty sad. I will agree with you there. I just wanted to let somebody know that, you know, not all of us, and you said this before, not all of us are living in denial. It's just very overwhelming to think about what you can do. So basically my question was to you, is like a normal person like me that doesn't have a lot of means, what can I do besides, you know, try to tell
people what's going on? You can go in, you can go buy a used copier or go into the cheapest print house you can and have simple websites, messages, warnings on both sides of it, and print up 100 copies of that a week and put them on windshields, different parts of town. That alone is one of the most inexpensive things and one of the most powerful things you can do.
Or doing that, I just needed a direction. You know, I've been thinking for
all into talk radio. Just do something every day. Start a website. We'll be back and talk more about more solutions.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
With the days getting shorter and the nights getting longer, being out after dark increases your odds of being mugged, assaulted, or even worse. Studies show 45% of violent crimes happen after dark. No matter where you are, being unprepared in the wrong place at the wrong time can be extremely dangerous. That's why you need to visit pepperspray.com. Protect yourself with our Mace brand triple action pocket model, which contains pepper spray, tear gas, and a UV dye, making most attackers think twice. For only $12.95. Pepperspray.com also carries hundreds of less than lethal self-defense products, including personal pepper sprays, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Visit pepperspray.com and enter coupon code GCN when you check out and receive 10% off your order. What are you waiting for? Visit pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com, or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988.
You know, I try to put a good face on things. I try to have other guests on who understand a piece of the puzzle, who don't realize how serious it is. And I think by not being even more hardcore, I actually do people an injustice. They are moving army brigades in. They are saying it's for the American people. They have told the military to torture people. It is in army field manuals to stage terror attacks. Evil, corruption is openly in U.S. doctrine. The U.S. has fallen. I know what's going on. I understand the New World Order plan. They're poisoning our water. They're poisoning our food. It's true. It's real. It's going on. Denial can't change that. They are secretly hiring the preachers, brainwashing them to sell tyranny. That's now mainstream news. How many hundreds of things that we told you years before it comes out? We know. And I'm telling you, they're going to kill you and your family. They are training the FBI and the police and the foreign troops and the fellas to murder us in mass. They are criminals. The foreign bankers are looting us. This is real. This is not a joke. This is not a drill. This is not a game. They control both parties. And if you keep living in denial, they're going to do it. They've had the CIA buying off mayors and police chiefs for decades with huge buckets of cash. They've bought off the military with cash. They've corrupted everybody. Do you understand? It happened in Rome all the time. It's happening here. People ask me solutions. I don't know what you do when you've got creeping evil like this and a public in denial. I try to fund our operation with sponsors. I try to expand what we're doing. I try to put out more on the internet. I try to tell you how to get active and what to do and how to wake up others. I give people all the documents. I give them all the proof. You just got to dedicate yourselves to this fight. Look what I've done in 13 years since I decided to really take on the New World Order. And I've done it because of you. The listeners understand many hands make light work of taking action. Speaking of sponsors, I never even plug them anymore. I never even talk about them, and I haven't been doing it all week. And we're going to come back and try to take as many calls as we can next hour. And I got this Barack Obama stuff with Ralph Nader and all the brainwashing and the just all of it. A ton of news, economic news I haven't even covered, and I'm going to. I've got to stop these rants. I'm going to bring Ted Anderson up for this segment and the next, though. Then we'll cover news, then get back into your calls. Ted has been telling you, you know, gold sold out by most gold dealers in most places, and if you can get it, on average, it's a 30% premium. Ted happens to have high-quality gold at below bullion prices, because he buys it when it's low, below what it's selling for right now, and there's no premium on it. So it's just fabulous deals, and a lot of you have checked into that and are now taking action, and that's good. Ted, did you sell out of the Indians?
The Indians, we have just a few of those left. And the Philharmonic that I offered yesterday, they're just completely gone. The Canadian Maple Leafs, one of the easiest coins to get into normally in most market circumstances, are just absolutely tough to get. Those Buffaloes we talked about, I mean, you might as well forget it. At least, you know, until I can find any kind of supply on that at all, I can't make that offer. The one thing that I do have my hands on right now, and I just think that this is an incredible buy, are the $5 gold coins in proof condition. Now, these ones not only are in proof condition that have been issued by the U.S. Mint as collector coins, so they're exempt from that gold confiscation that everybody talks about. There's no way that the United States government can say you have a bullion coin when they sold it as a collector coin to start with. It sold right out of the U.S. Mint. You had to order them at a premium. Right now, I've got them, and they're sitting in holders out of PCGS and NGC as MS-70s. That means they're in the perfect shape. They're absolutely flawless.
You've got gold in the certification cases by the international certifier, and you've got it at below bullion prices. Is that what you're telling me, Ted?
Well, in the circumstances in this particular case, this coin carries a little bit of a premium, but it is a
stay there,
buy.
Ted. Tell me about all the coins you got when we get back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
We waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, I can't live in denial anymore. I can't play your weak-minded games. Just everybody out there. I mean, they built camps all over the place publicly. They got secret police everywhere. They stage terror attacks. They're poisoning our water. And I don't even know why I'm doing this radio show, frankly. We're going to beat these people if we can just get out of denial and admit we got criminals running things, murdering control freak dominators who enjoy stealing your private property, who want your guns. Don't you understand evil? Don't any of you know history? I'm sorry, Ted. I'm not even holding 30 minutes to come on, and I've just been ranting. It's just, I even have to argue with people that don't understand it's important to have gold and silver or storable food or firearms or potassium iodate. Ted, all right, so you got some of those limited coins. What else do you have, Ted?
I can tell you right now, we're talking about the $5 gold piece, and here's the issue right now. I've got everybody calling me up, and they're saying, what about gold confiscation? We have the banks that are failing around us. We got the government trying to bail them out. What about gold confiscation? Well, the fact of the matter is that Franklin Delano Roosevelt confiscated gold in 1933.
Criminal piece of filth.
Exactly. But he did not take coins of collector realm, and these coins were issued by the United States government as a collector piece. The issue is that, I mean, I've been offering these $5 gold pieces years ago. They're gone. Nobody was able to get them. There's nothing out there. I've got a situation where I have a supply of $5 gold pieces that you can get your hands on. They're out of existence. There's been nothing out there.
How much are they, Ted?
Well, currently right now, the coins are at 384. But the neat part about these is that they're all proof and they're all certified by professional coin grading services, Numismatic Guarantee Corporation. They're all sitting in their slabs, been certified.
Let me just stop you, Ted. I think that's a great deal and a great coin, but I'm just going to be honest. You know, we shouldn't turn our gold in when these murdering bastards ask for it. People say, well, why should I have gold? They can just confiscate it. Well, they can take your kids, too. They can take your house. They can take anything because they're murdering, scumbag, filthy, degenerate bankers that have punks and thugs who think they're God in uniforms that work for them. And I say they can go right to hell, Ted. I'm not giving these bastards anything.
I agree with you 100%.
Pieces of filth, pieces of trash, degenerate criminals, scum filth.
There's no way that anybody could argue with that point. I mean, there's no reason why Franklin Delano Roosevelt should have taken the liability. The banks owed the gold to the people. It was on deposit. The certificates that the people were trying to turn in said redeemable in gold. Franklin Delano Roosevelt took the gold from the people.
I know, Tarpley's a great guy, but I don't want to, he just keeps plugging that idiot, the guy that helped take over the bankers, Roosevelt. But whatever, the point is, what other coins you got to offer, Ted?
Well, again, if you want something that's real close to melt, something that's tradable, something that you can use as money, the Frank coin is the best coin to get. I've been talking about that for a long time. It is something that's...
How much are the Franks?
They are currently trading right now at 198. And you can get into those, and you can use those as money. And the $5 gold piece, same thing. I mean, I can tell you right now, there are a lot of people buying these when gold is at $300 an ounce, or selling these things for $99. They've tripled their money on this. Guess what's going to happen in the future? This particular coin right now that's trading at $384, just following the same trend, is going to be worth over $1,000 a piece.
All right, 800-686-2237. The whole point is you can't get gold right now for most places. Ted has them without any premium on them, and he bought them before gold went up 50-something bucks this week. So bottom line, Ted, this is a great deal.
You can't get a better deal, Alex, I swear. The stuff that's out, there's nothing out there. Go to your local coin store and try to buy any kind of quantity of anything. There's nothing out there.
800-686-2237. Do you still have British sovereigns?
Yes, we have the British sovereigns as well, and we still have the silver like we talked about.
800-686-2237. Folks, you can keep your money in the bank. In fact, I recommend you do that and go to a FEMA account.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. Our elected representatives wanted a good old boy bailout for special interest, so they ignored your screams not to do it. They turned off the telephones and email. They voted to print $850 billion at least out of thin air. This money now owns the American and European banks. The exploding inflation that is now guaranteed will slash your life savings to nothing and blast the cost of necessities, particularly food, beyond many Americans' reach. In pre-Nazi Germany superinflation, the cost of a loaf of bread doubled every 2 days until it reached over 4 billion marks. Food prices are skyrocketing so fast, there seems as if there may be no end in sight. The private banks, merging with our government, are refusing to loan grocery stores enough money to restock their shelves. The stores have less food, but jack up prices to stay in business. Whatever happens in America, we need to be prepared and be ready. Everything is zeroing in on food. 1/3 of Americans have to choose between buying food and paying for other necessities. My friends, whatever it takes, get prepared. Get self-sufficient. Get food. For everybody out there listening, it's very important for you to understand that by having a supply of storable food, the government, the New World Order, has a lot less control over you. And so it's a mindset of self-sufficiency and preparedness. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to get back to your calls. I wanted to go to Dustin in Germany. He was up next, but got tired of holding. You can call back Dustin if you can get through. Put you to the head of the line at 1-800-259-9231. All right, I cut you off there, Ted. Just at the end, again, you're the owner of Genesis Communications. You also been in the gold business and silver business for 30 years, one of the most trusted names out there. That's why you can still get gold and silver from the international dealers when most brokers can't. I go to a lot of the other sites and brokers. I mean, they have nothing, or they say we have one coin per person, and then there's huge premiums. That's all over the news. How are you not putting a 30, 40% premium on coins? Oh, Ted's running back in the studio right now. Oh, whatever, man. Whatever. Just classic. Yeah, Ted, I guess you didn't hear my question. How do you get coins when a lot of people are sold out or they're having it at a huge premium? How are you getting it internationally when they've got 30, 40% premiums on coins everywhere else?
Well, I mean, you got to be connected. I mean, I've been around for 30 years. I know who's dealing where. What, you know, I've got people that I've got connections with in Europe. Got connections all over the United States. We're able to hold physical supply because I'm able to get it, where a lot of coin dealers and this kind of thing, you know, they don't do that much business volume. In addition to this, a lot of people are just getting started in the business. Looks like a hot business, so why not get into the gold business? You know, trying to buy gold and silver coins right now is a tough job. Trying to find people to buy gold and silver coins right now is not that tough. I mean, there's people coming out of the woodwork from everywhere that want this stuff. The way that I do it is I try to look into the marketplace and examine it. I've been following gold for 30 years now. I can kind of tell when things are bottoming out and what's going to happen. And you kind of look at the financial news. You know, I've been, Robert Prechter, Elliott Wave Theory. I, you know, there's a lot of things that I look at. And I try to make a guesstimate as to what's going to happen here. When you, you know, when we had that bailout coming along and the prices of gold were coming down, I just thought, no, I'm going to have to pick some up here at some of the lower levels. And then the prices start shooting up. And then, yeah, and then I got supply and I can deliver. That's the main thing. There's a lot of things that I can't get either. I just have to continue to look into the marketplace, try to find out what I can buy that's a reasonable price, something that's actually going to be good for my customers to have, and then strike my best deal, buy as much as I can and keep it in supply.
Well, Ted, it's a very simple equation, it looks like to me. You've been in the business a long time. You buy in bulk, and so you're still able to get the really low prices, and then you pass that on to the customers with a tiny markup.
Yeah, we've always tried to keep the margins very thin, as thin as we can keep them, because the customers get more gold and silver that way, right. They're happier. Yeah,
so you got great deals on francs, great deals on British sovereigns, and great deals on the... what was that particular?
It's a $5 gold piece. If you ever get a chance to pick up a red book, you can see that the United States Mint has been issuing to collectors only $5 gold pieces since about 1987. And they've been issuing it at a price that's about this level. This is getting back.
Okay, well, let's just give them the number again. 800-686-2237. Thanks, Ted.
Yeah, 800-686-2237. If anybody is interested, give us a call.
All right, thanks. All right, I'm going to try to get in a better mood here because I know we have millions of people listening. And see, this isn't a radio show. This isn't about my ego or about all this stuff. I know they've built real camps. I know they're murdering terrorists that carried out terror attacks. I know they put poison in our food and water and lie to people state to state saying it's the law, you got to take shots, and they have thousands of kids in Austin show up at Zilker Park or at sports stadiums to take shots believing it's the law. I know they do it in Maryland. I know they do it. I mean, it's just... You're a bankrupt group of scum. I know you are. And it's a nation of cowardly scum that do whatever they're told and are delusional cowards. Okay? That's it. We're an easy to roll, fat, dumb, and happy nation of idiots with hardcore murdering scientists running it. That's it. Okay? You want to know what it is? That's what it is. DynCorp, Halliburton run giant kidnapping rings of children. It's all over the news. No one even gets in trouble. Comes out in congressional hearings. No one gets in trouble. That's who we're dealing with. Just lawless, murdering global mafia that hired a bunch of scientists 120 years ago and said, how do we scientifically suppress and dumb people down? And now they're looting the whole country, the dollar, the currency, our whole future. And you know what? I just come to grips with it. I, every day, make myself face how real it is. The election fraud, all of it. So I'm not trying to be negative here, and I got a lot of other stuff to play and go over and clips and information to cover. Let's just try to get to all your calls here. Brad in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to kind of comment that you got to cheer up.
Yeah, they're just putting poison in our water and running giant rape rings. It came out that every major youth facility the state run was run by pedophiles, and they had public rapings where the cops and judges would pull up and go in to rape children. I mean, and no one got in trouble.
Six months ago, I was one of these people you're talking about that doesn't know about this information, and I heard your show, and actually heard you talk on another radio station as well. At first I was kind of pissed. I was frustrated, but do you know what? I looked up some of the stuff that you've been talking about, and that's when I started to become enlightened. And I think what these people that have been calling in on today in this show, and probably another ones that are to come, that are frustrated or yelling at you or trying to bring it down, I think that's more out of fear. I mean, because the things you're talking about freak people out. It freaks people out. And I think you need to look
at it that way. Oh, brother, I'm freaked out too.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to see it that way. So don't let them bring you down because they're acting out of fear and they're scared. And I want to thank you as a fellow human being and as fellow American that you're actually putting this information out here. And I think you had another caller that was asking, well, what should we do? And you mentioned, you know, getting flyers on our cars, starting blogs. I mean, is that it? Can we do more?
No, make your own films. Put video to clips. I mean, the web is where we can reach.
Run for office? I mean, what?
Yeah, run for office. Go to your county commissioner's court, your city council. Read the civilian inmate labor camp program from the Army itself and hand out to everybody in there, the crowd of people, the county commissioners, their aides. Hand them little printouts. You know, come with 100. Here's from the Army with camps. This was secret until a few years ago. See, that's an evil, corrupt government running secret camps. And I mean, you know, it's all a process. We can't trust these people. You know, I mean, that's what happens. You get evil people in, they bring more evil people in, then they bring in more people in, and then they bring in more evil people. And we've reached a critical mass of just arrogant criminals. Like to hurt people. They like to cheat people. They like to con people. They enjoy it. And so the sky's the limit with these people. They're not going to give us quarter. They're not going to stop. And I'm sick of it, man. I'm tired of them. You know, Ted talked about Roosevelt. I talked to my grandmother about it. She remembers it. She's like 85 years old now. You know, they came and they made them all turn their gold in for paper money. And then they doubled the price of it. People should have just told them no, but we were still trusting. It's criminals.
Well, Alex, you've been talking about this for 13 years. You take it for granted. There's people that are hearing this information for the first time. And it's kind of hard to digest because it's a lot of stuff. And, you know, I think the best way to understand for somebody who's been a while is that you've been enlightened all this. Is like in a movie like The Matrix, where Neo takes the blue or red pill. Starting to understand and see the facts here. I mean, it's a shocker. It changes your perspective on things, and it freaks people out. I mean, some people won't be able to handle it.
Well, it's not going to stop until we wake up, and I just get discouraged by Barack Obama is going to do everything Bush did more, and all these idiots refuse to even look at the evidence. I mean, they'll read an article on prisonplanet.com with all the facts, like meet the new boss, same as the old boss, and then they'll just comment under it, oh, you just don't like Democrats and black people. And we just gave them all the proof, and they don't even care. And it's like Republicans that wouldn't wake up to Bush. They're just so wedded to lies that they're going to allow themselves to be destroyed.
Well, I think maybe folks think, at the beginning, initially, really, I was saying the same stuff. But I actually looked up the facts, because you actually gave some sources, and I started looking this stuff up. That's when I started to see stuff myself. And I think, obviously, people need to change their minds themselves. You're never going to change somebody's mind, you know, by just forcing it. They have to see the facts. They have to enlighten themselves and decide that this is what's going on. And I think that's what's important. Obviously, you're putting that information out there, and that's great. I'm grateful for you doing that.
Well, look. I don't do the best job at this, and I shouldn't blow up and freak out. But the main reason I've been able to wake up so many people is the fact that it's real. I really am concerned. I really am freaked out. And, you know, people can say, oh, well, that's fear-mongering. Look at what's happening. Everything we told people is happening. I was only reading their own documents. They say they're doing it to us. They say they're going to kill us. Don't people understand that?
I apologize if you mentioned this before in another show. I only have a limited opportunity to listen to it every once in a while. You mentioned something about globalist papers, about basically this is all documented, what they're actually going to do, this New World Order, that there's actually sources of information for that. Where is that?
United Nations Biological Diversity Assessments. I've given them the year numbers. It's in Endgame.
Okay.
It's in Club of Rome documents. It's in CFR documents. It's in, you know, I told you 10 years ago they were going to have carbon rationing and a global card, regionalized, run by the banks. That's all in IMF and World Bank documents. I could sit here and pull them all up like I did civilian inmate labor camp programs. Just take the terms I say and Google it, and you'll find it on government websites. And it's all compartmentalized. They'll have one big piece of it in this, and then another piece in this, but you lay them all side by side. It's all clearly stated. It's all right there.
Appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys out there. All right, we're going to come back and go to David, Andrew, Lee, David, and others on the other side. And then I'm going to play all these audio clips. I'm going to do a bunch of other news and pull up a little bit here. It's just, I'm just nauseated.
lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
He sees his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 6, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $755. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $778.26, $389.13 for the half ounce, and $194.57 for a quarter ounce. That's $778.26, $389.13, and $194.57.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in the global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Look, I will, because I haven't even gotten into all this election news and all this information. I do all this research before the show, and then half the time I don't even get to much of it because I start ranting. Somebody calls up and says, where's the proof of the concentration camps? And I just can't believe people can't find this on their own or even in doubt. And then once you show the public, they say, okay, well, we need camps. And how they did the bailout and then kept all the money. We knew they'd do that. I mean, they're just, that tells you they're going for broke. David in California, then Andrew Lee and others. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Alex Jones. Good to be talking to you finally again.
Yeah.
Question. I've talked to you over the past 6 years. I've talked to you three times, and now I'm asking for your advice again.
I got a call from my boss yesterday. He's sick and tired of it all. And we're planning on infiltrating the central committees, going to their meetings, making some noise. Is there any advice you can give us?
Well, you're talking about going to local political events and things?
Right, exactly.
Well, I mean, I would just go and act friendly and give them copies of films. That's what the most effective things. People are visual learners, especially now in the TV age where nobody really reads. You can give them audio CDs. You can go and say, well, why isn't Obama ending the war? Why isn't Obama repealing all these drug laws? Or you can get the conservatives fired up and go, look, he's openly announcing he's coming after the guns. I mean, they're in the news today saying it. I mean, their instinct is to disarm the slaves. They understand that. It's about domination. If they can't get you on welfare and in a slave grid where you can't own guns and government projects, they'll just take your guns. And so I think really, you know, hammer that gun control aspect, that they're coming for our guns. We don't need more of these federalized police. That's what all your local cops are, basically federalized now. I mean, we just got to fight their system.
Yeah, because I know I went to a meeting last year and I stepped in right into the lion's lair, and it was during the Ron Paul campaign, and boy, they tried to shut us down real quick. But there was 10 of us and 10 of them.
Well, when you say Central Committee, what did you go to?
Actually, I went to the Young Republicans. It was a branch of the Kern County Central Committee.
Yeah,
which is led by I'm sure you've heard of him, Mark Abernathy, whose wife was part of reinstating the fairness doctrine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what you get is they understand controlling the grassroots is important. So over your local liberals and local conservatives, you've got these establishment hacks who are part of the system, and then they report up the chain of command, and it's all about neutralizing people. It's all about suckering people. It's all about deceiving the public. It's all about controlling both parties. And, we just need more people to physically go into the machine and witness what's happening and then tell others.
Okay, we're going.
And believe me, the system knows that we're growing, that liberty's expanding. That's why they're admitting they're spying on people, admitting they're going to use the army. You know, they're trying to intimidate those of us in the know. They're trying to say, yeah, we that's why they got TV shows where they demonize constitutionalists and patriots, and where, you know, in the different dramas, you know, the patriots are going to blow something up. It's all part of that false reality, because we are a threat to these criminals. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Andrew in California. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex, if the dollar is devalued in January, how will that affect the average American?
Well, that's in the newspapers that they're talking about devaluing it and having a new currency. I don't know if they're going to do it then, but the point is, how will that affect what?
Just the average American citizen.
Your savings will be debased. Your buying power will be debased. I mean, that's basically all it comes down to, is that people on fixed incomes will be hurt the worst. People won't be able to pay for their houses. It'll accelerate people defaulting on credit cards. The feds are talking about not even letting you default, not even letting you get out of a mortgage, somehow seizing everything you've got separate from that. It just means they're closing in. They want to bring down the economy and have a police state to orderly take everything we've got and bring us into being a third world nation really overnight, like Argentina or Greenland.
Do you have any idea how much they're thinking about devaluing the dollar?
I mean, they're already devalued it massively. I mean, it's just going to continue with hyperinflation over 20% a year.
Okay, it's just going to be a gradual process then.
Well, I mean, no, they're talking about openly killing the dollar as the world reserve currency, and if they do that, then countries, we're not going to be able to buy all these slave goods anymore as cheap, so a DVD player won't be $30 anymore, it'll be $100.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Thank you, I appreciate your call. All right, we're going to come right back, and I'm going to finish up with a few other callers that have been holding the longest at 1-800-259-9231, and then I'm going to get into these huge stacks of news and audio clips that I have in front of me as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You like being a puppet, sir. You like being a puppet for the New World Order.
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Well, the union is a big businessman, and they're going out as a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole garden is gonna be against the law. Well, it's a noun on the union, and with me in the USA.
New listeners, I know we have a lot of new affiliates tuning in. I'm not always this depressed or this angry or this outraged. And I challenge new listeners. You know, you hear me talk about Dyncorp and Halliburton with child kidnapping rings? That's the Chicago Tribune.
Democracy don't rule the world.
You can Google those terms and watch C-SPAN hearings on it.
This world is ruled by violence.
And, you know, I get up here on air and I really focus in on all this stuff and it freaks me out. But I assure you it's all true and worse. And so I don't know the solutions. I don't know what to do. I don't know either. I don't know. I just know we've got to wake people up. And I know what We Are Change is doing. How they're going out, how they're waking people up, how they're reaching out to people. How they're confronting all these politicians. You know, that's what I've been doing for 13 years. Going into press conferences, asking real questions. That shakes them up right there. That gets coverage right there. It's just press back against them. They may have the high ground and commit their crimes in uniform and commit their crimes in their offices, and they all work together to cover each other's butts, but that's all being revealed. These people have a 9% approval rating, and it's dropping, and they know. And they hope they can sucker you with Obama, but they know that's not going to last long. That's why they're taking the gloves off and going, okay, the Army's here. That's why they want to bankrupt you, so you don't have money. So you're starving to death. So you're right at subsistence. So you got to leave your kids at school 15 hours a day, you know, after school now, to work 2-3 jobs so the state can raise them. These are social engineers. These are cold-blooded people. And being in denial is what's brought us to this point. Okay, I got to hurry now because I got a lot coming up. Let's go ahead and who's up next here? Is it Austin in L.A.? Lee in Arizona. Go ahead. Go ahead, Lee.
Hi, Alex. First-time caller. I've been following your work for a really long time, and you're a personal hero of mine, and I'd just like to thank you for doing God's work. And I wanted to maybe see if you talk about a little bit of the Army mind control programs and some of the things. I think they're dehumanizing the police and they're dehumanizing the Army so that they are just going to blindly follow this thing and blindly round up American citizens.
Well, in Afghanistan and Iraq, they admit they've been testing amnesiacs, aggression drugs, steroids, other things on the troops. That was in Wired magazine about 4 years ago. And it was, the headline was the Marshall Plan, or the new Marshall Plan, because the name of their futurist is Dr. Marshall. And that's just one place of thousands where they admit it. But mainly it's social conditioning, not letting you sleep, shaving your head, brainwashing you, screaming at you. That's what fraternities and all that are. You know, that's just having fun. And Limbaugh said, the torture at Abu Ghraib, that's like a fraternity prank. But in a way, those are lighter forms of how the cults thousands of years ago would brainwash their members, making them stand in freezing water, not letting them eat, screaming at them for days on end. Mm-hmm. And then that breaks you down, and there was a value of going through that crisis to you psychologically, and so now you're part of this brotherhood. It's not really it's there to use you, abuse you, throw you out, you're garbage to it. But you're mind controlled. I mean, what are people chanting and yelling with shaved heads, dressed the same? If anybody else does that, it's a cult. But when it's the military, it's wonderful and it's good. And I'm not overall saying to have good soldiers and beat people that, you know, historically there hadn't, you know, that some of that regimentation and mind control didn't make good soldiers. It did. But now it's much more sophisticated and the public's being brainwashed through TV and media and, you know, not just the semantics or the way they twist it, but just the whole deal. But more importantly, it's selection. They find out who likes to kill families. They find out, you know, it's institutionalized, how to leave a drop weapon when you kill innocent people. They promote the guys that kill innocent people. And the people that don't like it, well, you know, they just kick them out or send them home or, you know, put them in the frontline combat. But the guys that answer the questionnaires, that they will fire on American citizens, they get promoted. You understand?
Mm-hmm. What about, like, pharmaceutical companies and different things like that? You think, like, Prozac and...
Well, that's in the news today, that they're not just giving total immunity to the vaccine makers. Now they're about to give total immunity. That's up on Infowars.com right now. To all the drug makers. See, now they're saying, hey, melamine's good for you. Hey, mercury's good. Hey, you know what? Doesn't matter what a drug does. We're just not going to say it hurts you anymore, even if it kills you. See, I mean, it's just total corruption. We're going to steal everything from the banks. We're going to make you take drugs that kill you and then give total immunity to the people who made them. I mean, see, we're going to let private corporations take your private property now. You know, that was a Supreme Court ruling 3 years ago. I mean, they're just going for broke. They're just doing whatever they want. They are just, they're dropping the pretense of any freedom or checks and balances. They're just going for broke, brother.
Yeah, totally. Well, thanks a lot. Have a nice day.
Thank you. I mean, I'm sorry to have to put it that way, folks, but that's what's so scary about this. Even people that are into corruption, they only see their own little corruption. They only see the money they're getting, the power they're getting. They're not even thinking about how it's systemic, how everything's going to collapse around them, too. And they're not conscious, but the social engineers are. Austin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good.
Yeah, I actually grew up in North Texas around where you did, and as a kid witnessed the same kind of dehumanization and all that that's so systemic around Texas and whatnot. And it was just really, really bad, really sickening to me, so I ended up out here in L.A. But it's just crazy. Even my friends who are 9/11 truthers out here, They still want to drink the Kool-Aid and believe that Obama is going to fix everything. And I'm getting all these text messages, Obama's, you know, the new savior. And I really don't understand the disconnect there. These educated people still believing that somehow they're going to be saved. But I also wanted to let you know about the movement and even mainstream music. I'm not sure if you're aware. You probably are, but Pearl Jam and also Smashing Pumpkins are big into the 9/11 movement. On Pearl Jam's second to last album, they had a song called Inside Job, and Smashing Pumpkins on their, I believe, latest album, video with 9/11 Truth in it and a lot of different things. Just didn't know if you were aware of that.
I am aware of that, and that's the good news. That's the good news, is that the alternative media, the 9/11 Truth movement is huge. It's getting stronger every day. But the establishment hopes to kind of, with Obama, oh, look, everything's changed. You can forget about that now. And if we do, they'll stage more terror. We have taken their one of their favorite tools away from them now, to where they know people are watching and listening and people understand who has the motive to stage terror. But the other big issue is people want to hope for change. They want to, you know, look at the silver lining. The problem is we see Obama's cabinet. We see what he said he's going to do. We see the policies he's already pushing. We know he's a new world order. We know when the media starts saying somebody's a messiah, this is the media that told us Iraq had WMDs and carried out 9/11. We know we're in deep trouble. Now, all you do is you say, well, let's see if we end the war then. Well, let's see if they stop the torture. Well, let's see if they repeal the Patriot Act. Well, let's see if what he does with the bankers. And this honeymoon is going to be very, very short. And so we've got to be there to hold, just like we did with George Bush, Barack Obama's feet to the fire. We have to be there and just point out he's a puppet. And you know, obviously right now there's a mass delusion going on with about 35-40% of the population. We have to also now work on conservatives. They can finally be deprogrammed after their experience with Bush, now with Obama. They're now ready to see the evil of the government, because now it has a democratic guise. So by opening the door with that, then you can explain to them the whole paradigm and deprogram them. Just like so many leftists I know stopped being leftists and became constitutionalist, freedom lovers, and went out and bought guns and woke up to the New World Order, and a lot of them are awake to Obama now. So the paradigm is shifting. It's just that they're kind of suckering some folks back in with Obama, but that will be very, very short-lived, because he said, get ready for pain. You know, get ready for the pain. I mean, he's even said that. Get ready. I saw a comment in the message board. You know, what are we going to see from Obama? And the person said, well, it's what Cassius Clay or whatever his name is in Rocky II said, when they said, what's going to happen with this fight? And he says, pain. I mean, get ready for pain. Get ready for a mass raping. And the zombies will wake up pretty darn quick. Anything else?
Yeah, I mean, I'm 22, and there's, you know, being youth, there's a lot that we can do. I'm trying to give talks in my churches. I have, you know, 56-year-old people listening to me because of the economic crash, and just being really educated in the historical background, going back even into the 1800s, really helps make your case and awaken these people, because they may not listen to recent history and IRS is the fraud and all that, but they will listen when you have your facts straight and when you go over it detailed in a, you know, logical fashion.
Yeah,
how this is all,
you know, Austin happened. I appreciate your call. I got to start getting to some clips and some news, or I'll never cover it. We'll continue with Warren and many others, Heather and others that are patiently holding. If my voice is a little more raspy than usual, I've got a sore throat today and a cough, so bear with me. I've been pausing a bit today. I've been doing a lot of extra broadcasting. Let's go ahead and play Ralph Nader on Fox News. If you can go up to prisonplanet.com and actually read the story that Paul Watson wrote about it, and actually watch the YouTube video later, it's even more powerful. To see Shepard Smith trying to pause and act all real outraged, and how dare you talk bad about Barack Obama. And this isn't about Fox News or even Ralph Nader. It's about the grandstanding, the posing, the posturing that we see about, Oh, you're saying he can either be a Uncle Sam or an Uncle Tom. Oh, how dare you use that racist term. That was a term used by blacks about black people that sell them out. And see, Ralph Vinter used it, but when you've got a dumbed-down population doesn't know what words mean, Shepard Smith just goes, tattletale. I can't believe you said that. And then the liberal side is what's incredible. Nobody can say that was racist by Ralph Nader. But it's the mind control, the political correctness. Well, the dumbed-down public doesn't know what Uncle Tom's Cabin is. Doesn't know about that book that empowered and black people and really woke them up. And a lot of whites that read it. Again, it's ignorance. It'd be kind of like if I said, some word people didn't know what it meant. I mean, this is just so ridiculous. But again, now Fox News defending Barack Obama. Here it is.
Guess who's here? The Independent Party candidate Ralph Nader. This is his second run for the presidency since he played spoiler in the close 2000 contest. This year, he was on the ballot in 45 states plus D.C. This year, he was polling about 1%. Ralph, he spoke to Fox News Radio's Houston affiliate today and said this.
To put it very simply, he is our first African-American president, or he will be, and we wish him well. But his choice, basically, is whether he's going to be Uncle Sam for the people of this country or Uncle Tom for the giant corporation.
Really? Ralph Nader? What was that?
It's very simple. He has gone along with corporate power from the moment he entered politics in the state Senate, voted for the Wall Street bailout, supports expanding military budget that is desired by the military industrial complex, and doesn't really have a tax reform thing for the ordinary fellow in this country, opposes single payer, full Medicare for all, because the giant HMOs, Aetna and Cigna, do, doesn't have a living wage. He's supposed to be respectful of the poor. Hardly mentions him in his speech, so all the middle class doesn't have a comprehensive program.
And you utter the words, Uncle Tom?
Yeah, that's the question he's got. He's the first African-American.
He didn't have to face it till it came out of your mouth. I mean, I just wonder if you don't realize that you had a number of supporters out there. You were running a percentage this year. You were reduced to irrelevant. And I just wonder now if that's what you want your legacy to be. The man who the night that the first African-American president in the history of this nation was elected, you ask if he's going to be Uncle Sam or Uncle Tom.
Yeah, of course, because he's turned his back on 100 million poor people in this country, African Americans and Latinos and poor whites, and we're going to hold them to a higher standard. It's just not an unprecedented career move, in the White House. We expect more of Barack Obama.
You were reduced to complete irrelevance here. You weren't able to play spoiler. Will you run again?
Look, I don't like bullies like you. I can't see you. You can pull the plug on me. I'm looking in a dark camera.
You said, I
said that's the question he has to answer. He can become a great president, or he can become a toady for the corporate powers that have brought both parties to their knees against working people in this country and have allowed our country to be hijacked by global corporations who have no allegiance to this country other than to ship its jobs and industries to fascist and communist dictators abroad who know how to keep their workers in their place.
This is
reality here. This is not show business. It's not celebrity politics. There are people suffering in this country, and we expect a great presidency from Barack Obama, and we're going to try to hold his feet to the fire.
I just wonder if, in hindsight, you wish you'd used a phrase other than Uncle Tom.
Not at all.
Fair enough.
Thanks
very much. Yeah. We'll have a response from our panel in just a moment.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, we are back live. We are back live here. You can go watch the rest of the video because later in it he cuts to the info babes and they say, it's just terrible, his career is over, this racism is amazing. And the liberal site said, absolutely, Ralph Nader is a bigoted piece of trash. Because they're controlled by the establishment. They are controlled by the money men. They understand mob psychology. They understand human psychology. And just like for 8 years, 7 years and three quarters, the idiot Republicans, George Bush, torture of children was good. Secret arrest was good. The end of the Bill of Rights, warrantless wiretapping, preachers hired to brainwash their congregations by FEMA. Oh, it's all good. Now they're all, oh no, Obama's doing all this. And they're acting like Obama is bringing in all these new police state policies when they were set up under Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, George Bush, and now Barack Obama. It's just now coming to a big stinking head.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5 gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today. Public's busy watching the WWF wrestling match between McCain and Obama.
In constant sorrow.
The shadow government didn't even shadow anymore. Openly getting rid of the dollar, setting up world government. Right in front of everybody. All these stupid, shallow yuppies who don't have any other religion. Their religion is loving the fake coolness of a black president. Not that I'm against the black president, but just the whole fakeness of it and the being trendy and imagining everything's changed, just feeling good. Imagining that if they imagine something, it makes it reality. More phone calls and a ton of news on Obama and the election coming up in the next hour, and we are Change Pops in later. But right now, I wanted to play, it's a 6-minute clip. We'll come back and finish the next segment. But I think in about 6.5 minutes, I really broke it down on Russia Today. That the U.S. has been seized by the New World Order. just like Russia has been seized by an element of the New World Order. And, well, here it is.
Obama won't take over from George Bush until January, but the nature and policies of his presidency are already being anticipated. Well, joining me now by phone from Texas is political commentator and talk show host Alex Jones. Alex, thanks very much indeed for joining us. There you are, a man in Texas, a Republican state. What are your thoughts about an Obama presidency?
Well, first off, Bill, thank you for having me on, and thanks for Russia Today to have me on. I agree with what Ralph Nader was just saying in your piece. I mean, that's spot on. Barack Obama got close to four times the political money from Wall Street and the big bank oligarchs that are looting the United States and the world right now. These are not Americans. These are offshore New World Order globalists. They want a unipolar world. They want to set up a world government run for and by the very banks that have been looting not just the United States, but Russia and many other countries. They also are pro-war. Obama has advisors that may even be more hawkish than George Bush's neocons, but he's more of a slick statesman, so he'll be able to sell it better, not the ham-fisted belligerents that we've seen from George W. Bush. So we're in a lot of trouble here. Of course, I've been opposing George Bush for almost 8 years, but only because he works for the very same institutions, the very same Anglo-American establishment based out of England and New York. And so that's what we're facing right now. Is the candidacy of Barack Obama now becoming the 44th president of the United States? And it's really a corporate PR propaganda coup. We had about 64% voter turnout, so close to 36-37% of the country voted for Obama. That's really not a huge mandate, but compared to past elections, it's larger than some. Now, I am happy that an African-American got elected. That's a great hurdle for us and some of our history here in the United States, and that's the only silver lining here. Other than that, Barack Obama is a corporate stooge controlled by these robber barons that are looting the United States, and unfortunately he has more of a anti-Russian stance than even George Bush has. He's advised by Zbigniew Brzezinski, who helped stage the attacks on Russian forces in 1979 to precipitate bringing them into Afghanistan. He even bragged in a book he published last year about that. And so because I love my country and I love my family and I am a total patriot to the United States, I don't like these internationalists coming in here, taking control of my country, and using it as a tool to bully other nations, especially nations that can't be bullied like Russia. It is because I am loyal to the United States that I don't want to start conflicts with these proxy states like Ukraine and Georgia with these sneak attacks they've been trying to stage against Russia. So that's another reason that we're very, very upset here in the United States. People that are rational thinkers, true conservatives that support people like Congressman Ron Paul. And so I would love to think we're having change. I would love to think everything was okay now, but we know it's not. What's going to happen is...
Alex, you just mentioned that word.
All right, stay there. We'll be right back with the next hour of transmission.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All terrible confrontations he's been having with Karl Rove and others. I want to finish up with my visit with Russia Today, which is on television and cable worldwide, breaking down the basic facts of what we're dealing with. But before I do that, I have I've known about them for a few years, but I've now used some of their products. And by the way, they're not even a sponsor yet. I hope they become one because they're just fabulous folks. It's healthywaterman.com. Instead of me trying to explain it all, it's super easy, very easy to install. Literally, a handyman can do it for probably $50. I mean, I have no real skills with water lines and things, and I can do this. It's basically inexpensive, high-powered filters. They call them reduction elements because it reduces everything down to like 99.9%. And it's all the poisons, the mercury, the arsenic, the fluoride. It cuts it down to basically non-existent levels. And it just does it through the water supply because a lot of disease-causing contaminants, but see, a contaminant means that it got there on accident. They put it in their own purpose. Are present in all your major water supplies that are city or county. They enter your bodies primarily through the skin absorption and inhalation when we bathe or shower rather than by drinking the water. So I looked into a bunch of systems. They got $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 systems, you know, and they can't even guarantee those. These smaller systems are better, and you just replace them every year, and they're not expensive at all. So go to healthywaterman.com, healthywaterman.com, and check it out, or give them a call, 1-866-7-PURIFY. 1-866-7-PURIFY. That's the toll-free number, 1-866-7-PURIFY. And ask them for a free brochure or information. Do yourself a favor, though. Go to healthywaterman.com and check it out, because this is a great approach. And it's very inexpensive to do it. It's a big company. You've been around a long time, and it's got a great system. So check it out, healthywaterman.com. Let's go ahead now and finish up with Russia Today.
Alex, you just mentioned that word change. The whole American population has been promised a change by Obama. Do you think that by the very nature, a record turnout, many, many people turned out who hadn't voted before. There was an unprecedented turnout in the election. They still voted for Obama. And you're saying that that population was duped. There will be no change and very little difference to what we've seen in the last administration.
Oh, there will be change, but only for the worse. They are going to accelerate the corporate looting. Barack Obama, a month ago, the Congress would not pass the banker takeover bill. It wasn't a bailout. It gave them governmental power. They've already stolen trillions, not $850 billion. And so as soon as Barack Obama came in, he is already talking about more bailouts for the banks. But a month ago, when we were close to defeating it, and 98% of Americans in polls were against it, Barack Obama got on national TV. He called the Congress. He said, we must pass this. And he criticized John McCain for not being enthusiastic enough. So, yes, we're going to get change. Did you know he wants a million person East German style Stasi or an NKVD literally to spy on the American people? He's on video saying he's going to have a million armed youth brigade spying on Americans that are against what he's doing. So yes, we're getting change. Our media is calling him some messianic savior, president of the world, the one. That sounds like Hitler.
Alex, we haven't got a lot of time, but let's get this in context. The fact that I'm in Russia, you're in the States, we're both talking to each other, and here we have a situation where you were saying a little earlier that his stance against Russia will not be a lot different from George Bush, and yet there are many pundits here in Russia who are welcoming the fact that Obama is in power rather than McCain. It's a lot better, the fact that he's there and not McCain.
Yes. Well, look. They're trying to be congenial. Russia wants to sell oil and gas, wants to sell their technologies. I mean, I'm just being honest here. Russia's being reasonable and hoping and trying, as they've done with Bush for 8 years, to be friends, to be reasonable, to ask NATO to stop encircling them. So, yes, Russia is hoping by detente they can back them off. You've got a problem in Barack Obama and Russia. We have it here, too. He's going to be slicker. He's going to be able to sell the encirclement of Russia and a new Cold War.
All right, we'll be right back. You can watch the rest of it at prisonplanet.com. Stay with us. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread.
You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. Our elected representatives wanted a good old boy bailout for the special interest, so they ignored your screams not to do it. They turned off the telephones and email. They voted to print $850 billion at least out of thin air. This money now owns the American and European banks. The exploding inflation that is now guaranteed will slash your life savings to nothing and blast the cost of necessities, particularly food, beyond many Americans' reach. In pre-Nazi Germany superinflation, the cost of a loaf of bread doubled every 2 days until it reached over 4 billion marks. Food prices are skyrocketing so fast, there seems as if there may be no end in sight. The private banks, merging with our government, are refusing to loan grocery stores enough money to restock their shelves. The stores have less food, but jack up prices to stay in business. Whatever happens in America, we need to be prepared and be ready. Everything is zeroing in on food. One-third of Americans have to choose between buying food and paying for other necessities. My friends, whatever it takes, get prepared, get self-sufficient, get food. For everybody out there listening, it's very important for you to understand that by having a supply of storable food, the government, the New World Order, has a lot less control over you. And so it's a mindset of self-sufficiency and preparedness. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633, or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In Michigan, and Heather, Robert, Joe, Dan, and others. Warren, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm glad to be on your show. I love it. I've been trying to stock up on gold, and actually my sister and my parents are both buying those solar generators. But I guess what I want to talk to you about is a thing that I found in my backyard, so to speak. We live in a small town in northern Michigan, and a company just moved in here about 15 miles away called Sovereign Deeds. Have you ever heard of them?
No, I haven't.
What it is it's a company that if you've got the money, they send you a package. And in that package, depending on whether you want it briefcase size or for 3 days or a rolling crate size for 14 days, you basically pay them $50,000 to $75,000 plus a $10,000 a year maintenance fee.
What is it?
It's in case there's a disaster in a major city or anywhere in the world.
Well, sir, I wouldn't count personally myself on a company that's going to save you during an emergency. I would take care of yourself. The government isn't going to save you during an emergency. I'll guarantee you that, 9 times out of 10. And certainly, you probably can't count on your neighbors or even in some cases your family. You got to take care of yourself and your children. And, it doesn't even matter, whatever. Heather in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Did you say Heather?
Yes, I did.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
I'm calling not to ask a question. I'm sorry you hear a lot of these people that are, I guess they choose their ignorance is the best way to say. A friend of mine, Krista, and I, we have a YouTube show called Fast Track to Fascism, and it's our way to get out there and try to do what you're doing at a small local level here in West Texas.
Good.
And we've had about 13 episodes. We go over the same thing you do, you know, Bernays. And I just don't, I mean, I go to the bar every night. I don't have any kids or any kind of responsibility besides work and all that. But I try to tell people, and they tell me the Patriot Act is, it's not for, you know, it's for terrorists. It's not for citizens. They won't wake up. They won't wake up. But my whole point, and what I'd like to remind your audience, is that as evil as these people are, there's a light that's brighter. And it's the only thing that we have because... You still there?
Yeah, somebody's calling you. You want to take that call?
Oh, no, of course not.
Okay, but I just want on record, we're not censoring you. Listeners will think that. But you're getting another call, so it's going to probably blip out in just a second again. So I just want to wait for that to happen, and then we can continue.
I mean, if you fight fire with fire, they have bigger guns. They have all these technologies. I went to school in Las Cruces to NMSU, and when I first got down there, I saw the chemtrails because White Sands is right there. And this was before they disclosed that they were going to do the chemtrails to, you know, do global dimming, to put the, you know, pulverized particles in the sky. And
even though they've admitted they're doing it, the public doesn't believe it.
Well, when I was 19 and I went to NMSU, I didn't know this, and I looked up at the sky and I saw that, and I was like, I bet you Bush didn't lie when he said he was going to do something about global warming. I bet you anything. And then it comes out that I was right, and so were you, and so was everybody else. And it's a good thing, because there's like a wavelength that the people that are awake, they know it's there, and we know it's there, and we know what they're doing. And yeah, they have us by our, you know, cojones or whatever you want to call it right now. But if you want to get biblical with it, I'm not really religious and spiritual, but I'm scared to death. I know, and I know these people tell you to calm down, and it's like, how do you calm down when there's a loaded gun to your head?
Well, number one, you go back to those people and you say, I know you think it's tough or manly to not care about reality and to not care about your country, but you can bring them the Google and then bring them mainline articles.
Hours, and you know it's thousands and thousands of pages of documents, and you can show them, yeah, but they've got to be patient enough to listen, and they're not.
Well, hold on just a second. Just on the subject of the Patriot Act, only being for Al-Qaeda, they used the Patriot Act on a prison guard ordered to torture people to death in Afghanistan, and even came out in the news to muzzle him because he was going to use it in his defense that he was ordered to torture from the White House, which later came out. And they said, nope, Patriot Act, you're a terrorist. You're not allowed to have free speech or have a public trial. So you can bring them mainstream news articles where, you know, headline, Patriot Act used in thousands of non-terror cases in Tennessee or in Georgia. I mean, every state has had the same headline. They're using it against everybody. It has nothing to do with terror. But if you're a real Los Zetas terrorist murdering police in South Texas, nothing's done to you. This is all for us, the cattle, because the system has to promise its criminals more houses, more money, more cash. So that's what happens when a Caesar takes over Rome. He gives his Praetorian goods, and they would always squeeze the middle class. But go ahead, Heather.
Yeah, they talk about conspiracy theorists, but they're like, oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist. And I'm like, well, what was, you know, the whole Rome thing? How has every dictator ever taken over? I mean, it's been conspiracy throughout history.
You know, I wouldn't argue with cowards that want to sit around and suck their thumbs and laugh at you, Heather. I would move on and find people, and there are plenty of them, that are awake.
Here in West Texas, there's not as many as there are in Austin, man. There's a few of us, but there's not as many.
Well, those people are dead. They're fake Texans. They're all hat and no cattle.
Yeah.
They watch their football. They act tough. They drive around in big trucks with Marine Corps stickers on their cars. They hate America. They're pieces of trash. They're cowards. They're not real Texans. They're not real Americans. They've got their big hat and no cattle, feeling good, and they're going to find out. So let them move on, move on, move on, move on.
Yep. But we can't forget, and when people tell you not to freak out, I mean, tell them, you know, you're freaking out because you're trying to wake these people up. And we know that. Your listeners do know this. And we do have the light on our side. We are connected. We are connected as they are.
Well, it's like you said, you're trying to wake folks up at bars, though. They're there for escape.
There's nothing to do. Like, you can't.
No, I understand. But, I mean, they're there, Heather, to pick you up. They're not there to hear about it. You know, these aren't people of responsibility. All they are is acting cool. They wear a cowboy hat. They wear a ball cap. They stick their chest out and walk around going, ew, ew. And to them, that's their whole world. Just, so, I mean, you know, how can they ever change or do it? They have no self-respect for themselves, too. They can't imagine themselves facing down a corrupt government. They're scared when a cop pulls these tough guys over. They cower. You know, they're cowards. They're un-American filth. And so they don't respect themselves enough to go to city council or educate themselves or find out what's happening. They just are cowards who want to believe everything's okay. And so don't worry, they're going to get hurt real bad.
I don't know if I can believe in the whole fighting fire with fire thing, because to me, when I was in Las Cruces, I also got to see the Halliburton terrorist containment cell that they're building on the airbase out there. And I got to drive through the loop in East Montana, right before Montana exits in El Paso. And you look to the right, and there's this, it's got to be like 5 square miles. And I saw them bring the plumbing in. I saw the trains come in at 1 o'clock in the morning. They had no, I mean, you know how you see graffiti on trains? I mean, they did this all at night. They brought in everything in the trains at night. And you can go to El Paso's website and to Halliburton's, and they'll say what they're doing. It's open. It's right out in the open. And it's supposed to hold like 250,000 people.
I know. And then it could be in the Houston Chronicle, and the public says, ain't real. Hey, the banker's taking all your money's real. I want everybody out there, the raping you're getting is real. Heather, I appreciate your story. You know what you ought to do is videotape that El Paso FEMA camp and then show everybody. Just keep doing what you're doing, and you've got the spirit. You're fired up. You're upset. That's what it's going to take to reach out to people, so God bless you. But, yeah, no, I know West Texas is just a ghost yard of mindless, phony conservatism, just like a lot of inner cities or ghost towns mentally of mindless Obama worshipers. Let's talk to Robert in California. You're on the air, Robert, then Joe, Dan, and others.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. Got about a minute and a half.
Okay. First of all, I actually ran for the Central Committee in an area down in L.A., and we got elected, and there's plenty of us, and that's one of the things that people can do is actually run for their Central Committees and their bases and city councils and things like that. And hopefully this year we have enough votes to actually take it back and bring some sanity back into our voting system, at least in this little part of the country.
I agree, and there is a certain, you know, covertness to all this. You need to decide whether you're going to be a public fighter of the New World Order or if you're going to be a covert fighter, and we need them all. We're going into very dark times. We're going to have, you know, we're in the system. This is going to get, you know, really serious. We need people to play like they're even with the system. To be there at every level of government, spying on the enemy operations, spying on the hijackers, the coup d'etat, the foreign banking group that's come in and taken over. They are traitors. They are enemies. They are enemy operatives. They are enemy combatants, literally. And so we need people to choose their path, public, info war, or infiltration of enemy operations. Go ahead and finish up.
I think we can do a little bit of both, too. You know, you can actually play nice and get people to like you, but... You know, it's also a thing about losing your fear and knowing that you have power within yourself. So
yeah, a lot of people are scared and timid. Like, I know this sounds kooky, but here's a free DVD. No, you're like, hey, serious stuff's going on. This is a really hot video. You need to check it out and tell me what you think about it. You got to be confident. Stay there. I'm going to let you finish up and get to Luke Radowski. I appreciate you calling in. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Jim Newcomb.
In fact, let me just skip this break, John.
November 6th.
Here at PrisonPlanet.tv. You got Luke on the line?
It's ringing.
Let me just go ahead and go back to Robert, so at least the internet audience can hear him finish up since I cut him off. Robert, go ahead and tell the listeners. Yeah, I mean, obviously you can go in there and act friendly and not scare them too much, and it's how you announce it. You know, I mean, you can take the smooth approach, you can take the in their face approach. Different things work. Or I'm saying we also need to realize we're going into very dark times, and down the road, you know, we got people everywhere, and who are we? People that love liberty, people that love freedom, now known as terrorists. Anything else?
Yeah, and you're right on that point, and it's basically not necessarily getting in their face, because a lot of people have been brainwashed. It's a little bit about washing their brain clean. It's like reverse brainwashing. You know, I had a brother tell me one time, you know, I had a head full of stuff, and he says, you know, and I said, well, you know, I'm bringing all the stuff, you know, the new stuff to my people, and they're saying, oh, you're getting brainwashed. He says, yeah, your brain is being washed clean. It's getting all the muck that's in from this world likes to put into it. It's sort of like you said with the thing about the rapture. You know, everybody's waiting around. Christians are waiting for the rapture. When the Bible doesn't even speak about that, it speaks about a change of who we are, not a change of our geographical location. So, and that's where it's all going to start. We have to start from a change within us.
Well, regardless, look at the fruit of the phony Christian movement saying, rejoice that horrible things are happening. That means Jesus is almost here. Regardless, you have a responsibility to fight evil, to warn people, to say no to all this. But as the microchip comes in, as the thumb scanners go in the grocery stores, it's all happening. As the troops march around in black uniforms, they're going, oh, it's of the Lord to fight Al-Qaeda.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's disgusting filth.
Absolutely. But we also know that all things work for good to those who love God. And even, like you said, with this left-right paradigm that's going to be shattered, we know that when the things are bad, that people begin to wake up and say, hey, you know, I need to do something and stand up. Prayers are just not words that we send into our empty closet. It also has to take feet and action to those prayers.
Yeah, but then the phony Baptists and stuff say, no, it's grace alone, obviously. But once you have grace, you're going to show the fruit or you aren't really saved.
Right.
And then they'll argue and go, no, no, no. And
well,
then, I like torture, it's of the Lord. And them Iraqis ain't human beings. They're seed of the devil and all. I love the millions of them are dead. It's of the Lord.
Well, it's like when I told my friend, you know, Jesus says, you know, sell your other coat and buy a sword. And he looked at me and, what do you mean?
He's no, like, no, Romans 13, lay down, give them, go to the FEMA camp. It's of the Lord. And having our police and our feds secretly paying the preachers to prepare us to go to camps. That's freedom. That's what America's all about. It's wonderful. We're going to fight Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, and that's what all governors throughout the world have always had an enemy for us to fight. And not really, you know, first deal with the battle that's within us and then deal with the battle that's without us.
You know what it sounds like to me? Sounds like you're a KGB commie. Sounds like you're an infiltrator. Sounds like you don't love the Lord. We're going to put you in a work camp, boy. That'll teach you to love the Lord. Appreciate your call, man.
All right, have a good day.
Good to hear from you. All right, we got Luke Radowski, right?
Yep, he's all set.
We'll bring us back in and I'll go to him. I got all bummed out earlier. Now I start thinking about how horrible things are, but, you know, when I think about what scum the neocons are, it makes me feel better, you know. Here we go.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, for this segment, a little bit into the next, we got Luke Radowski, the founder of We Are Change Now. I don't know how many chapters around the planet. Talk about solutions. This is a big part of it, whether it's 9/11 Truth, We Are Change. You can call yourself the, Truth Crusaders. I don't care. Info Warriors. You can call yourself, Commander Cody in the Rocket Brigade, for all I care. The point is, get out there, confront your mayors, your county commissioners, bring up real points. Every week, hammer on them. Talk about martial law. Talk about FEMA camps. Talk about how the government deals the drugs. For their tyranny to unfold, they have to have legitimacy with the mindless zombies. You wake up the zombies, you wake up the public, you tell people what's coming. Then, as they see it unfold, you'll get even more credibility. We're actually making great inroads, and We Are Change all over the world is getting some great interviews, great confrontations, all of it, which then takes over the media, takes over the culture, and lets the enemy know we're aware of their criminal activities. Luke Radowski, so much going on. Tell us all about it.
Well, thanks for having me on, and they're really revving things up here in the city. Wherever I go, I'm always accosted by security officers. I'll tell you one time, I came out to an event, 7 a.m. in the Bronx to confront Mayor Bloomberg, and as soon as I get there, I have four security guards already all over me. I didn't even do anything. I just walked in the building. They push me in a corner, and they do not let me leave until Bloomberg leaves the damn area. And they came up to me, and they already knew my name. And I already told them, how in the world do you know my name? And they're like, yeah, we've been following you and your organization, and Bloomberg's not taking any questions. And I'm like, am I being detained? And they said no, and they wouldn't let me leave. And they were just blocking me off. Every time I try to walk away, they would just corner me in and just bump me and not let me move anywhere. That same day.
That's intimidation. So that
it is intimidation.
So that you don't keep asking the mayor about getting health care for the firemen and police.
Exactly. They already know my name. They already know who I am. That same day, I got really pissed off that they violated my rights this way. That same day, I confronted the mayor 7 p.m. in Manhattan, and I luckily got through security. I got there just as Bloomberg was leaving. I got right in his face, and I was like, how come you're not supporting the 9/11 first responders? How dare you say that the James Sedroga bill is an undue tax burden? And he ran off, and his security guards pushed me off. And an incredible thing is happening in the city where we confronted Mayor Bloomberg 3 times in 1 week. Me, Brian Kenny, Matt.
And now they've contacted you and said, we'll give you a meeting with the mayor. That shows they hate seeing the humans. They hate hearing you. Oh, you're asking the mayor questions. You're a terrorist. And you caught the cops trying to say you had bombs. They got in trouble. You are the terrorist, and we're going to expose you.
But we're trying to make things work, and they told us, look, whatever you do, we'll do whatever you want, just stop confronting the mayor. We don't have a meeting with the mayor, we have a meeting with the mayor's secretary and City Hall to help.
Yeah, I was told wrong by my office last night. They told me to give you the meeting that you're having a meeting with the mayor.
No, we're having a meeting with the mayor's secretary and spokesperson in order to help out first responders, and we're doing this with other first responders that are going to be with us this Friday, and we're going to try as best as we can to get the city and persuade the city to help out the dying heroes here in New York City. And it's really a dire situation that the first responders are going through. The James Sedroga bill was not passed by Congress because of Bloomberg's opposition to it. He said it was an undue tax burden and an unfair bill. But he doesn't really understand that if it would have passed through Congress, the Senate would have negotiated those deals.
Well, look, the military's not being given the health care, and that's how it works. You're trash to them, cops, firemen,
exactly.
Police. You
no,
are garbage.
Nobody,
you are garbage.
Nobody wants to help the people who serve this country.
Yeah,
and that's
you
why
are garbage. Let me finish because it can be taken on. You are garbage to the New World Order. They only want you to wrap yourself in the flag and be fooled by them. They hate your guts. Go ahead, Luke.
Exactly, and that's why they disrespect the police and the military, and that's why we're seeing a lot of police and military come up to us at Ground Zero
yeah,
every
on video.
Saturday, like we're out there, and support us and help us out.
Yeah, they're even coming up on video now. I mean, that's a big deal, yeah.
Yeah, and they're giving us army patches with 9/11 Truth on there, and they're huge supporters of what we're doing because we, the people, support them. The government, the elitists, do not support them, and that's what we have to understand. We have to reach out to them.
Well, there's $5 trillion for the bankers, but nothing for the firemen.
Exactly, and that's why this movement is going to be successful because the police and the military are going to be on our side, and it's our job to educate them about what's really happening. But yet again, security is revving up. I went to the Bill Clinton event a couple weeks ago, and, you know, I'm getting right close to Bill Clinton, getting ready to shake his hand, getting ready to talk to him. And before that, I have security thugs just hit me on my shoulder, push me away. And they the whole time I realized I was being followed by Secret Service in the event, wherever I went throughout the event. But then luckily...
Well, Luke, I don't blame him. You did plant a power... I mean, this is on record, a big, powerful, it was great, audio system in the Bill Clinton CFR meeting, and then they went in the bathroom. Tell folks that story when we get back, okay?
Definitely.
I mean, you talk about effective, shaking up these murdering scumbag criminals. Bill Clinton's been involved in all the big white kidnapping rings, all the slave camps. They get little kids and snuff film them, blow their brains out. Go read all the government documents on that if you don't believe me. Oh, yeah. Paul's in there going, what? Yeah, I'll show you right now, mainstream news. Yeah, Bill Clinton supports it. Blow little kids' heads off.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, bring me up to Luke for the internet audience. I want to keep going here. Hey, Luke.
Yeah.
Paul's a guy I hired out of KLBJ, also works for a local TV station. He's come along. He's a smart guy. But I always say stuff every day, kind of freaks him out. Why don't you tell him, because, and of course we have thousands of articles. This is mainstream news. About Clinton and DynCorp, and then under Bush, Clinton, DynCorp, and Halliburton, the BBC, AP, Reuters. People don't know about this because it never gets in the nightly news. It's only in the newspapers about the giant slave rings and the kids and the snuff rings and how they do snuff films.
Yeah, Kofi Annan gave the contracts to him, the UN General Secretary, Kofi Annan. And when we asked Kofi Annan, he just ran away about those issues.
And then there's been congressional hearings where Rumsfeld just said, we're not going to talk about it. Yeah, we're not taking it, DynCorp's contract away. And,
exactly,
folks,
and it's just ridiculous. I mean, Kofi Annan was coming out, and we asked him how come he gave contracts to DynCorp when he knew They had child slavery rings and sex rings in Africa. I mean, it's just ludicrous. And this man just walked away and ran away from the questions with all the security.
But it wasn't just Africa. They grabbed over 1 million kids, and Dying Horse about 200,000 of them, just out of Central and Eastern Europe alone. And then the Italian TV reported that they were snuff films and then sold in the U.S.
I mean, these people are just sick. It just shows you what kind of people these really, I mean, it's just incredible knowing that these people will stoop that low and do these horrible things, and nobody knows about them. Everybody thinks they're heroes. Everybody shakes their hands.
But that's
everybody
their religion. Their religion is about torturing a small child, the power, the horror, the crushing the innocence. They just run everything. And they're
look at the mock child sacrifices at the Bohemian Grove that all the elected officials go to each summer. I mean, that you exposed. I mean, it's crazy. And we also got video. We confronted Bill Richardson, again, when he was running for president about the Bohemian Grove, and he was just sweating. I mean, it was at a press conference. I shook his hand. I was the first question. I was like, sir, can you please tell me when you gave the keynote speech at Bohemian Grove, what did you do there, and how come New York Times reports that there's male prostitutes shipped in there? And the man just literally looked at me and just turned his back to me and started talking to the other press guys. And then Matt LePasek from the other side just nailed him again. What do you do at the Bohemian Grove? And then I nailed him again. And then Matt nailed him again. And literally about five times we asked him the question right to his face. And he just turns around and doesn't say a single word, which shows you these people have something to hide. They don't want to talk about the Bohemian Grove.
Yeah. Bare minimum, it's top gay porn stars daily. But then that's only one level, and then bathroom gay sex and all that. That's nothing, though. The real delicacies are shotgunning kids in the head. I mean, that's what they live for.
Yeah, these people are sick. We have to resist their tyranny. We have to do everything to expose what they're doing.
Absolutely. We're going back live. Here we go.
Yo. Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más.
We're freaking Paul out here. Paul, Google. Google Chicago Tribune, Dine Corps, sex slavery. And then it's the governor going, a few years ago, going, man, they kidnapped all these kids and a bunch of them got killed. And they have huge airports just filled with slaves flying them out to Saudi Arabia, Israel, Malaysia. They make snuff films with them. Dine Corps, Halliburton. And I told some Austin cops about 2 years ago, I was outside P.F. Chang's after I ate dinner with some friends, and there's all these cops right by the Dine Corps building. And I said, you know, those guys are into all this. And the cops just laugh and go, yeah, I work there. I do work there. They were just laughed at me, looked at me real predatory. And I was like, whoa. And, you know, it's like the Texas Youth Commission with the giant rape rings. Don't believe me? Just type child rape, Texas Youth Commission. That's just, I mean, that's who they are. They rule. Yeah, that's it. They run it all. If they're going to ship drugs, heroin, and cocaine in, if they're going to torture people, why not run child slave rings? Why not just run everything? I mean, they just run it all, folks. It's all big joke. We're all fat, dumb cattle. They bleed. What'd you find, Paul? Did you Google it? What'd you find? We need to get you a microphone out there. But you did find it, didn't you? Well, you did find it. That's right. You got the nerve to Google it right now, listeners, and read the hundreds of mainstream articles. They even let you know. We're going to kidnap. We're going to murder your children. We're going to torture them. We like it. We're the New World Order. And there's nothing you can do. And if you don't like it, we got SWAT teams ready to gun you and your whole family down. Because we control you, slime. We control you, scum. And we're going to bankrupt the dollar and suck everything out of this country. And we're going to turn murdering psycho troops from Iraq loose on you. We're such hardcore killers. They're murdering their unit commanders all over the U.S., slaughtering their wives and children. Slaughter, death, New World Order. I'm not kidding. That's their spirit. You better grow up, folks. And I'm glad to hear they're buying all the firearms like never before off the shelves, and the ammo's all sold out. Everyone grabbing Barrett 50s and hardcore ready to fight you devil worship and child molesters. We're going to defeat you, New World Order. You understand, you slimy filth. I'm not scared of you, you bastards. I know you're pure evil. We're going to kick your ass. Go ahead, Radowski. Ah!
We are not afraid of them, and we are making everything happen here in New York City. Even though I got accosted by Secret Service and they pushed me away and I had somebody following me the whole day during the event, we had a new great kid named Anthony Varez come in there, and I gave him a camera, and he was running away, running in the hallways looking for Bill Clinton, and he literally ran into him. And as Bill Clinton was making a corner, Anthony almost like fell right into Bill Clinton, and he confronted him about the Bilderberg.
Of course, Bill Clinton likes to rape women while he bites their face. Again, that came out, was confirmed in the news. And this new guy that we got mainstream news articles, the new guy that Obama, the first guy he's announcing as his chief of staff, goes to White House dinners with Bill Clinton and openly in front of the press corps with a huge knife stabs the table going, kill, 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 kill. In fact, I'm going to read it right now on air. People don't believe me. You think I'm joking about that, Paul? I mean, they just literally, the big butcher knife at a press dinner going, I can't wait till we get the American people's guns. God, we're going to kill them. We're going to take everything they got like the Red Terror. Oh, we love it. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You gonna read that article, or you want me to talk about?
No, you go ahead while I find it.
I mean, just like we've got Bill Clinton, you want me to talk about that story? We actually hid an amplifier in Barnes and Noble's where Bill Clinton was doing an event, and during Bill Clinton's book signing, we turned up that amplifier, and we were just talking. We took over the audio throughout the whole Barnes and Noble's, talking about 9/11 being an inside job, talking about the Bilderberg Group, talking about David Rockefeller, talking about DimeCorp, talking about all these other important issues that the mainstream media won't talk about. And that's what it's about, is people coming out there, being involved, getting to these elected officials, letting them know that we know, and exposing them all over YouTube, questioning about the hard questions that the mainstream media will never ask. And I am so great to have so many amazing people in our group like Sabrina, Matt, Brian, Anthony, who are helping me do the work that I was doing before, because right now I am being basically surrounded by security guards pretty much many places that I go to confront these politicians. And as I'm being surrounded by security guards, they pretty much leave it open for all these new people to come in and confront these politicians. And that's why it's so important to get involved. If you're in the tri-state area, get involved in We Are Change. We're doing amazing things. We're out there every Saturday at Ground Zero from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock, giving out free information, free DVDs to the people, to the military, to the cops, to educate them about what's really going on, because we have to understand the type of tyranny we're living under.
Absolutely. And it freaks me out to realize how evil they are and what we're facing. Let me read people this headline. You go to prisonplanet.com. The son, who's also tied into other terrorists, of one of the top Zionist terrorists who bombed all the British and others, it's a headline. Obama's first appointment as son of Zionist terrorist. Rahm Emanuel's father was a member of militant group that bombed hotels, massacred villagers. Obama Pick is a keen supporter of lobbying group aimed at creating militarized youth brigades. He's a huge top gun control guy. He's the head of the youth brigades, helping set that up under Clinton and now under Bush. Now, let me read to you you where he said this. Now, again, this is mainstream news, Rolling Stone magazine. This is from Rolling Stone magazine. Okay, here it is. In a 1996 re-election, Bill Clinton, Rahm Emanuel, was so angry at the president's enemies that he stood up at a celebratory dinner with colleagues in front of the press from the campaign, grabbed a steak knife, and began rattling off a list of betrayers, shouting, and you can read the whole Rolling Stone article, just like I was doing, just frothing, dead, 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 dead. And Clinton, all of them were just, oh, yes. I mean, that's why they want our guns, because they're cowardly scum. They want to have their way with us. And plunging the knife into the table after every time. Now, that's Rolling Stone magazine. You can link through and read it. That's who we're talking. That's who wants your guns. Go ahead.
I mean, these people are pure evil. Even when we asked Kofi Annan, when he was head of the UN, when he gave DimeCorp contracts to have, you know, those sex rings in Africa, he just ran away from us. He ran away from us when we started him asking questions about why did he allow DimeCorp to hold UN contracts in Africa when they did all
these. Well, the main one was in Bosnia, but yeah.
Again, and he ran away. And these people won't answer the questions, but it's about showing them, asking, you know.
Well, Rumsfeld did. He said, Rumsfeld said they're allowed to. People don't believe me. Just Google Rumsfeld, DimeCorp sex life. He goes, we're allowed to.
People need to get out there, ask our elected officials the hard questions, and show their response to the world. If they run away, they look guilty. And we have been doing an incredible job asking politicians the hard questions, and they run away. And we show that we are right, because we have the truth on our side. We have love on our side, and nothing can stop us. and we're doing an incredible job, and we're asking everybody to get involved. The time is now. I mean, right now, we have everybody calling for a new world order with Barack Obama. Even the European Union.
UN too.
Yeah, exactly. Called for a new world order with Barack Obama. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. We have to resist their tyranny. We have to resist their new world order because it will affect us. It will affect our children. It will affect the way we live. And we have to stop it right now. We have to be the change we want to see in this world. And it starts with the people listening right now, believing in themselves. I mean, even with the people listening right now, you could change tomorrow. It's as simple as just being good to yourself.
But you have to admit you have nothing to lose. They're going to take everything we've got like tyrants always do. The scum always goes to the top in a tyranny. The worst stuff you can imagine and worse than that is what they're going to do. I mean, I'm not making any of this up, folks, and that's what makes me flip out. Is that I understand what we're facing, and Luke understands what we're facing, and no matter how crazy you can imagine, it's even crazier than that. I mean, these people are pure scum, and they will hurt us bad, folks. You know, I mean, we need to understand that. Slavery's the name of the game, and I am not a slave. But Luke, I mean, look at We Are Change all over the country. I did see the Karl Rove video. I wish when the security guard walks up outside on a city street and says, turn your camera off, they did. Folks, nobody's allowed to tell you that. You know, we've stood up to cops saying they're going to frame us with bombs if we don't turn it off. Luke has. I've gone through similar crap. I mean, explain that to people, Luke.
I mean, that was Anthony and Matt. I was actually looking for Karl Rove all the way on the sixth floor. I was on the sixth floor because he went up. I kept trying to look for him. I kind of evaded all the security guards. Matt and Anthony got grabbed by security guards. They got evacuated out the building. And as they were being evacuated out the building, they see Karl Rove in the lobby. And they confront Karl Rove in the lobby and then in the garage, a little area there. And then afterwards, they tell him, you know, turn off your camera. You know, you can't film me. Even though it's a public street. And thank God Anthony did not turn off the cameras. And they had no real grievance against them, and they let them go. It's a form of intimidation. It's a scare tactic. They're trying to get us scared. They're trying to get us intimidated. But whatever you do, don't ever turn off your camera in a public street. They will try to set you up. And the power that this little video camera has is incredible because it shows everything. It exposes criminals. And that's why we have to use our technology, the YouTubes, you know, the video cameras out there for our benefit. And it's a beautiful tool, and I hope more people use it, because the more we use it, the more we are able to show the world what's really happening. And the only thing we have to lose is the chains around our hands and knees, because there's nothing to lose. You know, there's only freedom to gain. There's only things that we could better ourselves with.
Absolutely. Luke, you're also working on a new film, and we'll certainly have you on to promote that. And just as things develop, we're going to be here supporting you. Folks, go to wearechange.org or find out chapters around the world. How many chapters now, Luke?
We have about 74 chapters all around the world and all throughout the United States of America doing what we're doing in New York City, confronting politicians everywhere they go, in their cities, in their towns, everywhere. And it's just incredible. And I want to thank those chapters so much for doing the great work that they're doing, from L.A. to Ireland, to Puerto Rico, to Canada. I mean, it's just amazing knowing that there's people out there doing the work that they're doing. Even in Australia, they started a We Are Change chapter. And it's just incredible seeing this movement grow. This movement is not dead like a lot of people say. It's not. It has more life than ever, and this is our biggest opportunity to do the best work that we can. And right now, we have the best chances. Let's get out there.
I mean, even responding, all the enemy operatives get up and say 9/11 truth's dead. I've been saying that for 7 years. And it just gets bigger and bigger, more confrontations, more issues. You know, just anybody that says that, you know they're an operative right away. Luke, great having you.
I mean, how many people did we have at Ground Zero this year? We had more people this year at Ground Zero than we did in 07, than we did in 06 the first year. And this movement is growing. And the people who say it's dead, it's basically a psyop trying to depress us, trying to make people not involved. This movement is more alive than ever.
Look, we're going to defeat the New World Order because they're going to keep committing more and more crimes, and no amount of propaganda is going to fix it. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the New World Order's horses and all the New World Order's men couldn't put their scumbag, big, fat New World Order pedophile back together again. And, you know, it's over for them. Luke, good talking to you, my friend.
Thanks for having me on, man.
You bet. Take care. I want to talk to what a great guy, Luke Radowski. I want to talk to Joe and Dan and a few other callers that have been patiently holding before we end this show. But I've really dropped the ball in a way on these shows the last few days, just taking calls and ranting and raving. But we've also, it's been very important, you know, very informative radio. But there's all these articles in the Boston Globe and Fox News and Europe and Europe and the Telegraph. Obama urged to create new world order. Obama urged to create new economic world order. Obama urged to shape new economic order run by the banks. I mean, this is unbelievable. European Union, Barack Obama will bring new era of international cooperation. That means selling the U.S. out to the foreign banks. Stocks plunge anew as recession fears resurface. I meant to check where the stocks are before we end this transmission. Because that is very, very important. I'll check that during the break and tell everybody. Also, holiday outlook gloomier after weak October sales. Will Democrats tinker with mutual funds, 401k plans? That's out of CNBC. And it openly says that they're looking at taking your money and making you invest it in the stock market. Yeah, they're just going to rape everything. There's no end to it. But you got a cowardly population. So what's going to happen? It goes on from here. I mentioned Obama's first appointment as son of a Zionist terrorist who freaks out with steak knives. Tax hikes, budget cuts, and works for New York City. Bloomberg says proposed property tax rebate is off the table. And he says they're going to increase property taxes by 15%. And they're going to fire 1,000 cops. Man, it's just on and on and on. So it's going to happen everywhere, too, because tax hikes, because all the money basically is now just for debt. It's all about the raping. We'll have nothing like a third world country. Just everything we have goes right to the bankers. If you don't like it, the SWAT team will drop by. Okay. Obama draft star-studded short list for cabinet. This is out of NBC New York. NBCNewYork.com. I meant to get into this today. I mean, the people he is tapping. I mean, you talk about Schwarzenegger as the energy czar running around taking over all of the plants. He was involved with Enron stealing all that money. And then he got into office in the name of fighting it. It's so sick. And no, I'm not for Gray Davis, you buffoons. Oh, man. I'm in a really nasty mood. I'm sorry. Some of the other news, troops hope Obama brings them home as commander-in-chief. No troops, you're not going to be brought home, but they'll have newscasts showing a few troops that are brought home, and they're going to depoliticize it. You're basically never coming home. Roll your sleeve up. They have a special vaccine for you, by the way. Be sure to take it, because the government loves you. Everything's fine. BBC shunned me for denying climate change. One of their top presenters, David Bellamy, for decades, was told, well, you're not going to say global warming's real. You're not going to say that plants, you know, that carbon dioxide's toxic waste. You're basically fired. All part of the freedom. Guardians of the unborn. The Dutch parliament is considering whether protecting unborn children should supersede the rights of parents to procreate. And they say they're protecting the rights of the children by not letting them have children. And that they're going to put people on drugs that basically sterilize them. But then the spin is, oh, we're going to give you super rights. Your genetics are bad. You have a predisposition. You can't have children. And see, now it's the eugenics. Well, part of the freedom. Government black boxes will collect every email, London Independent. And the government admits every email, every phone call goes through their NSA system. We already have it here. They're just announcing it to their slaves there and letting you know everything you do is read. Because it's freedom. Because we're a criminal government. And it's not just the parliament. The parliament is spied on and has no rights and runs nothing. That's admitted. They have agents that spy from the executive, which is controlled by the queen. But then the queen owns a bunch of TV companies that put out shows making fun of her to make it look like she's weak and pathetic. Did you know that? They own most of the big tabloids. And the video companies that only get the access to them, and then they make themselves look buffoonish to fool the idiot public. Very sophisticated, very sophisticated. Putin may return to Kremlin in 09 report. More corruption over there. Plea for more research. Cash as 2 billion bees die from rampant disease. London Telegraph. They know what's killing the bees. They know. It's the aluminum dioxide that's spraying out of the aircraft for the now admitted terraforming of the planet. And several genetically engineered species of corn that grow pesticide in the corn so bugs won't eat it. The pesticide is expressed in the corn while it's pollinating, and so it's killing all the bees. Government can care less. They love it. I'm going to skip this break, too. I'm going to keep talking even though we're not on the AM and FM because this is too important. And see, that's the thing. The establishment is busy butchering the environment, genetically engineering, splicing everything, killing things, burning things, murdering animals, you know, whole species, all sorts of scams, corruption. They could care less about the environment. In fact, I've talked to a lot of globalists, and I've read their publications, and they say there is no unnatural genetic mutation. There is no unnatural thing. Anything we do as humans is an expression of evolution, and so if we kill the whole earth, it's beautiful. And they say it's a normal part of evolution that machines take over. It's a normal part of evolution that the honeybees die, that any chemicals or biologicals that they put out that kill animals, or and I've talked to people that work for IBM and others, and I'll say, but what about genetic engineering, cross species, part human, part animal, clones? You know, what about human rights? What about that dangerous precedent? And they go, there is no abnormal mutation. There is no morals. But then they'll tell you, the public, the morals for the earth, carbon dioxide's deadly. We've got to ban it and restrict it. It's involved in all manufacturing. It's what humans exhale. All their animals exhale it. That's a way to regulate. They say they're going to tax you for breathing. That's a New York Times headline. So see, oh my God, the carbon dioxide, it's so deadly. The earth, the polar bears are drowning. They can't swim. I mean, knowing the just total insult to the public. All those naturalists, look at the. Then they're stuck on the ice floe. They'll die. Her cubs won't make it. They can't swim. On all the shows, I saw it on TV this week. I never even watched TV. Polar bears can swim again 300 miles. They hunt on ice floes. Doesn't matter. They think of you as idiots. They think of you as scum. They think of you as trash. And believe me, you act like it, a lot of you. I'm talking to our general audience, but some of the people out there that love to be lied to. And so again, oh my God, the earth, carbon dioxide, we've got to take over people's farms and ranches and we've got to fine and fee everybody, the earth. See, they pick something that has nothing to do with hurting the environment so that it doesn't affect any of their dirty industries. Then they take the whole environmental movement that people are concerned about, and then they take all of our energy for a good environment and put it into setting up a world government and tattletale squads and feudalism and regulation and control. Meanwhile, GMO crops are killing animals everywhere. Birds, populations worldwide, wherever GMO crops are dying out. Animals, fish, the hormones in the water that we secrete from drinking the plastics are making the fish and the frogs, in some areas, 80-90% of them, you know, are bisexual or don't have sexual organs. It's killing the humans. All this real environmental degradation. And they go, oh, that's nothing. And they're about to give total immunity in the U.S. and England and Europe to all drug makers. They can kill us with whatever they want. They can try to make us take it. It doesn't matter. It's just total takeover, evil at every level. Let's go back live. The New World Order is a giant psycho palace. Psychopaths creating a wonderland to torture and kill and genetically engineer and kill wildlife and kill species and re-engineer the biosphere, and they say there's no such thing as a real mutation. I mean, as a false mutation. They say it's great the honeybees are dying. It's great that the GMO foods are killing masses of humans and other animals. Horses won't drink fluoridated water, but they force them to till they die. They give us the fluoride water. Billions and billions of bees dying. Entire areas not even having the flowers being pollinated. And meanwhile, they've got us ready to ban CO2 that plants breathe. This is the reality of what we face, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not kidding about any of it. You know what? I meant to get to all this news, but it's all up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And folks, I can't even describe how bad it is. As bad as I'm making it sound, it's 100 times worse. It's just, we have been in this incrementally with it slowly being turned up around us. And everything looks like it's okay, but your neighbor's kids are being kidnapped. Your neighbor's dying of cancer. You know, all this stuff's going on. There's people are dying. People got all these health problems. The kids are all turning to demons watching TV. Everything's falling apart. The economy's imploding. There's militarized hate cops everywhere. Brainwashed yuppies scampering around. Brainwashed Obama worshippers hopping around. You know what? I said I'd go to some phone calls. Who's up next here?
Joe in Los Angeles.
Joe in L.A., you're on the air. Welcome.
So I want to thank you for everything you've been doing, and Luke Radowski and all the guys and everybody in the 9-1 Truth Movement. I was wondering if you can make a comment in regards to Cynthia McKinney's press conference last week.
I didn't see it.
It's she did it September 28th at the Critical Resistance Conference in Oakland. She was talking about a mother of a soldier with a DMRT came to her saying that he was in charge.
Oh, yeah, I know about the thing about, yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry?
Finish the story, go ahead.
Well, she said that the mother, her son had told her, although he had signed papers of secrecy, that he logged in 4,000 to 5,000 bodies, all with a single gunshot to the head during Katrina incident. And she said that she has verified it through the Red Cross and sources in the DOD that they have it cataloged or referred to there as well.
I know. We've been trying to get her on about that. I didn't know specifically which press conference you were talking about. I don't know if that is fully true, but I talked to a lot of police. I mean, here's an example. I talked to the police. I talked to people who have family who have police on the Texas coast. Thousands died, not 45 or whatever they say. Thousands, whole dead families up in their attics that didn't go out when they were, you know, told to. There were a lot of looters shot. There were police have gone to prison for shooting innocent people that were unarmed. They did kill hundreds of people. They did kill some of them execution style. Mainly they just sprayed them with machine gun fire. I don't know about 5,000, but I put nothing past them now. We know that was a laboratory to test, to send in troops under FBI command to go into the even wealthy areas that were high and dry and take the guns. They were never given back. But I don't know about 5,000 killed. I know they did practice corrupting the troops and police under FBI, Homeland Security, NORTHCOM command, in stealing property, in looting, and raping women, not giving people their property back, in gun confiscation, and in covering up hundreds they murdered. But a few people, like public machine gunning families on bridges, and the cops lied and claimed they had guns. That turned out that wasn't true. Mainly what happened is you'd have troops looting and killing, as they always do, and then they would run into other cops looting and killing with the military, and then they would have little shootouts with each other. So you also had a lot of, and then they would throw fits after a friendly fire and just fly over with helicopters and just shoot people. Because, you know, that's what demons do. After they kill each other, they have a little celebration murder. That's quite normal. Troops have mass rapings and burnings and killings, and they froth and kill each other, too, and argue over loot and booty. Oh, we're out of time. Another happy program. Welcome to my brain, folks. Welcome to the stuff I know is going on, the things I'm freaked out about. And I'm going to stay here in the U.S. and fight till the end, but you're going to have to hear me flip out on air because this stuff's flipping me out. All right, we had a bunch of key guests on today. The first hour was focused, and starts at InfoWars.com right now. Bye-bye.
You are listening to GCN.
Oh, my God.